Can you still not get up? Can you still not get up?
And plus, you should have chosen to
not.
It's your hassles facilitating our bed. We're starting!
Consulting Mike.
And by the way, are we getting visitors to sign in?
The sign in sheets by the food.
So, come and have a seat. We have a full day today, of course. Nick Clark, the tape's going. We're good there. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So we will start with public comment, and I've been asked not to be quite so chatty with the public. I'll still smile, though. Anybody in the public have a desire to speak? Not seeing any hands. Ah, there's a hand. Hello, sir. Come and grab a mic. So the rule is that if the committee chooses to create another opportunity on the really big questions, they will. So which business items are you most interested in?
The consulting contract.
Yeah. Can we hear what new?
Well, will there be another presentation? Because I thought it would look like your comment or presentation. By staff?
No, we're just going to have a
yesterday there was.
That presentation part is over.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Paul Gratz, good afternoon. I'm not going to directly comment on the letters that I submitted and the attachment, but I am available to answer questions. And did you all receive a copy about a week ago? It was not officially part of the online document. Does anyone need a copy? Thank you. I want to urge the committee front and center in your discussion regarding consultants, specifically the criteria, but generally about how they will operate if they are contracted with. And that's concerning consultant neutrality, preventing conflicts of interest, business as usual performance evaluations of the contractors, and just generally contract management oversight. I believe there are some significant lessons learned from nearly 15 years of desal-related contracting with over 40 consultants. And that's approximately since the year 2000. It seems to me the city's message from the onset of the desal/water supply project, the message was desal, yes, alternatives, no. And I believe the products that were delivered were consistent with that message. Furthermore, at least six of the desal consultants or water supply consultants since 2000 were members of the Cal Desal Board of Directors. And those were primary consultants, including Corolla Engineering, Kennedy Jenks, and at least four others. Also, there was a number of subcontractors involved as well that don't appear on the spreadsheet because they're part of the team that generally are at the discretion of consultants to hire. I think one big example of that is Kennedy Jenks subcontracted with Data Instincts, which was the primary marketing public relations messenger for the SPID project. They were accountable to Kennedy Jenks, not accountable to the city or the district. So I'm concerned about subcontracting as part of the issue. Also, those six consultants were members of CalDSAL Board of Directors. Bill Coker was a founding and a leader in forming the CalDSAL lobbying organization. Early on, while those six consultants were involved with the City of Santa Cruz, either for previous work or part of ongoing contracting, remained active on the Board of Directors, where Bill Coker was the vice chair as well as a member of the executive committee. I think that raises considerable concerns as we go forth if we, in fact, consider any of those prior consultants that have worked on the over the last 15 years on the project, or perhaps they are new in terms of backgrounding and vetting. In the fall of 2010, while Mr. Coker was vice chair and the six consultants were members contributing membership fees to CalDSAL, both CalDSAL and Kennedy Jenks were significant contributors of funds to defeat Measure T. Measure T was Marin County's right to vote on DSAL, which Measure P was modeled after. That was a grassroots effort to just have the right to vote for the county of Marin's proposed DSAL project, where Kennedy Jenks was the lead consultant for the project at that time. They were also the lead consultant for the city and the water districts project as well. Measure T was defeated. So finally, my question to the group is, when we're looking at consulting and the criteria and the actual performance, can it stand the light of day? Can it stand the light of day? I think that's the question that needs to be asked as well. Thank you very much.
I believe the public comment period is over. It is over. See, I learned. Do we want to just move on to the next agenda item?
Yes.
In fact, getting back to the consultant discussion and the two requests that I... Yes. And we need to do roll call. I maybe don't learn. Rosemary, are you here?
I'm here.
Sarah?
I'm present.
Peter?
Jasmine, present.
Charlie Cuban, present.
Rick Longinati.
Sue Holt.
I'm here.
That's it.
Doug.
I got it. Doug?
Doug Hanford, present.
Mike Brown.
Mark Massino.
Eric Snivich.
Dan James.
Greg Pepping.
Thank you all. Okay. Yes.
I had neglected to mention something during the committee member reports yesterday that I thought I'd share. Kind of similar to Sue's comment, I had the opportunity to meet a gentleman who owns one of the quarries on the north coast. He owns the old Semex limestone quarry, which apparently sits right on top of Liddell Creek, and it's, he says, 50 meters from the Liddell Spring, which I guess the city controls, and he's willing to discuss leasing that to the city for use for water storage. So I've introduced him to Rosemary, and I understand what we're talking about. Another piece of the puzzle, perhaps.
Interesting. On the... the question of updates, some of you last time were talking about calendar events. If you have a calendar event, like Sue, we were talking about this morning, send it to Clark and he'll put it on the Google Calendar, which at present is not the most used calendar in the world, but I'm assuming it'll get embedded in your website. So anything that's related and of interest, and then of course the events such as what Doug described. Yeah.
I wanted to ask committee members if you would be interested in being added to the mailing list, whether by email or regular, for Water Commission packets, so you will just get them and be able to review them and see materials in them as they go on.
Is that a yes of everybody?
Yes, please. Thumbs up.
Thank you.
And is that all public? So if I forward it to people, is that okay?
I'm sorry?
Is that all public? So is it okay if I forward that to people?
Yeah, it's public record. It's available through the Water Department website anyway, but I think if you can send a packet, sort of brings it to your attention. There's a very good leadership summary from Rosemary in the packet that sort of lays out the plans that she's talking about for the Water Department. And this year's budget is in this year's packet. So this month's packet is actually pretty interesting.
Okay, so yesterday, in preparation for the discussion today, I was asked by you to start from the proposal, which had a few wiggly places, that was on the table at the end of the last meeting. And the other request was go from there to what I Pollyanna-ishly referred to as a gap analysis, which is basically to have the people who had concerns about that proposal, as we work through the definition, to initiate the discussion. So that's what I did, and I sent you a version in your favorite software, which is probably going to require me to have my glasses. Oh, here they are. And I'm going to just read aloud some of this stuff. And you also have the pages right in front of you. So the things in hot pink or whatever that color is are the key, what I understood to be the key key elements of this proposal. I expressed it as looking at RECON as a standalone, which is maybe a little stronger than what Doug had said, but the basic idea is that the default at the end of RECON is no more Stratus unless you all agree unanimously. So that puts a much more powerful edge than the default is you have to agree to take Stratus out.
Consensus.
Or your normal decision making process.
You agree using your normal decision making process, exactly, and all those interesting permutations therein. So that's what I meant by looking at RECON as a standalone. If you agree that you prefer to have Stratus during RECON, then that doesn't bind you to the after RECON part. The second thing has already been agreed to, so the first time on these dialogue maps, you see the icon of the handshake, which is there'll be an independent review panel, and this gives you some security too, because you're not having to, you know. The next thing, the limitation was that it be Stratus and not the sub-consultants, with the possible exception of using FISC. I didn't put the details about FISC in there, but they can be added in. I think what you were basically saying is, not unless we agree will you use Kennedy-Jenks. And the next restriction was a cap on the money. And I talked with Doug later and I realized, clever Doug, it's not just a cap, it's a floor. I think at that time you were concerned that the tasks might be sort of leached of their vitality by having money spent on other tasks that weren't under the control of the committee.
Right, and I tried to capture that concept directly with this notion of scope. Controlling scope as distinct from administering the relationship. Clearly the city administers the contract and so forth. But I think the committee should at least influence, if not control, the scope of what our contractors do.
And my guess was that yesterday when you were asking what the budget was of Rosemary, tell me why that mattered to you.
I'm trying to go back to yesterday. On that one, I think it was a matter of understanding. That particular conversation was about the fungibility of subs, right? How flexible is the structure? There's going to be like some $5,000 tasks. I presume we should be able to just make those things happen, mm-hmm. as distinct from a $50,000 or $100,000 task, which is going to require some more thinking, both in terms of whether that's how we're going to spend the money, and then there's going to be governance around that. So that was the main point.
Okay, excellent. The other thing, of course, was that if you do, whoever you have, whether it's Stratus or someone else, that there would be an ongoing dialogue and that you would be very much involved in the management. And I think that's it, because I have class down there. So did I miss any of the major elements that were in the package from last month? Yes?
Well, there is kind of new information that I got yesterday, thanks to the Water Department, which I wasn't clear about at our first meeting, and that was about the timing. Because I was under the impression at the first meeting that if we were not going to go with Stratus, that would be about a four-month delay in getting a consultant on board. What I learned yesterday is that if the contract is under $100,000, we have a lot of flexibility. They send out requests for three bids, and they can hire somebody, meaning we could have somebody in next meeting, by our next meeting, to get a consultant. So I'd like to hear if that's accurate, and if so, are there other interests besides timing that we should know about?
So I just want to be clear about the time frame. I think Tina has made it clear, and I'm sorry she's not here at this meeting, but I think she's made it clear that if you want to hire someone for $5,000, if you want to hire someone for $100,000 or $90,000, or if you want to hire someone for $300,000, it all has to go to the City Council. You do not have a budget that is authorizable based on the council saying, oh, you need some money to spend for general purpose consultant things, and here's $50,000 to do that kind of stuff with. Now, it doesn't mean we can't get that, but it does mean that that the amount of money relative to the council review is not a relevant limiter, or it matters. Everything has to go to the council at this point. So that's a time frame issue.
But I think another way to framework this question would be, for example, if we decided that we wanted to look at other candidates, could we be in a position where you would have at least other candidates for us to review by next month?
I guess. If the assumption is under 100,000.
And then if we were to pick someone, it would have to go for council approval. So at the very least, it would be 2 months out and possibly longer. Until we would have someone work.
Yeah. I guess that's right. And again, the council has to have the council has asked for your input, which is different from saying they're going to say yes to what you want, which I don't know, I'm not implying that they won't, but I'm not them, so what do I know?
But I think what you're really looking at is the difference between potentially us having someone next month to work with, at least they get the recon phase going, versus being at least 2 months out before we have someone to work with at all.
Alternative. Can I respond? Yes, I see the scenario, the 2 month scenario. What I was thinking is, if this committee were interested in opening up the process and directed the staff to send out those bid requests, that we could have somebody by the next meeting, the staff going to the council and asking for that person, and we could have input just as you were on the committee, we can have one or more people on it on a hiring committee.
I want to answer two things from a process point of view. I'm allowed to on that. one goes one direction, the other goes the other direction. For you to, and I really wanted Rosemary to get this across yesterday, for you to give Rosemary the unanimously or consensus information that she needs in order to start doing what you want, I cannot possibly see that happening today. Let me say the other piece, though, that I think is important. What I think where you're going is, originally this was framed as, you have to hire Stratus now because otherwise you're going to have to wait 4 months and we'll have a four-month delay. In fact, once you chose option B, and this was a question you directly asked me and that I responded to in that little essay that I sent around to you all, once you choose option B, you're not in the, we'll lose 4 months territory. The question isn't, do you have to hire Stratus or lose time? The question is, do you want to have their help? It's a quality issue, and what you think the quality is, and what you think you want, okay? So we can try to dice and slice what Rosemary would need today, which itself would take time, but I don't think anybody in the room is going to argue to you, Rick, you have to accept Stratus today or we'll lose 4 months. So it's a what do you want question, which is a good place to be.
Well, but it almost seems, I mean, Rick sent out an email, or Rick didn't send it out, but that email was a list of several other possible consultants. I mean, we could even talk about possibly seeing one of those on the table, and that could be talked about today, at least.
Exactly. So there are alternatives. And it's not an either or, because even if you hired Stratus as a general, it doesn't mean that you wouldn't also say, and we want these for specific issues. So that's not an either or. But your point is, don't make it Stratus or a patchwork, which is kind of how I think of it in my head. Make it Stratus or a different person orchestrating, acting as a general.
Yeah, I guess I'm also seeing that we can do as much as possible to start moving in one of those directions today.
Peter.
Yeah, I think what we talked about was we have technical support in the recon phase, and then we can decide on our main expert during that phase and our main expert consultants. And the reason, I'm getting clear on this since I read the RFQ for the where Stratus was selected, and it was specifically asking for an economic impact study, which means it really limited the people who applied to that. I mean, there are people who have either only economic knowledge, border economic knowledge, or have them on their staff, but anybody else who has not that economic element wouldn't even have applied, so it really limits our choice. I mean, in my eyes, and that's why I think at least we should open this up again and put out what we are looking for, because we're looking for somebody who helps us to look at all the options there out there, and then maybe start to hone in.
Okay, so we have kind of different layers and scales of questions going on at one time. I think that your scale is, for our long-term general contractor, we want time to do it properly and make sure that we get as many applicants and have a chance to review them. But, since the Stratus thing, even with the proposal that's on the table, is essentially sunsets at the end of recon, may we just for a moment look to the future? Because I think there's agreement that for the real deal, it makes sense to at least begin the process so that you're ready. And the reason I think it makes sense from a process perspective, say that three times fast, is that the work that you have to do as a committee to get Rosemary to start that contract, you're going to have to do anyway. It means using your process to agree on things like what kinds of criteria do we want in our consultants. So if, are you comfortable as a group? I'd like to at least get a provisional agreement that yes, you want the city to start thinking about the real deal contract and you want us in our agenda setting to get you to do the work needed to get there. Was that clear? Did that make any sense?
Yeah, I mean, because if I understand, I'm looking at the table we looked at yesterday in terms of the timing of the recon. We expect the recon to take until late November, which means that we would be in a position to, if we keep the sunset provision for the experts, that we'd be in a position where we'd be tying ourselves to someone for the next 8 months. But and during that time period, we'd also be then looking for who we want for the final section of our journey.
Okay. Exactly. So, is there at least provisional? Yeah.
If I'm understanding what we're talking about not hiring anyone right now to help us.
I'm talking about
the recon phase.
No, I'm just changing the.
Putting it off until later.
No. Thank you for asking. What I would like to do is to talk about later so that we can relax about now, but I'm not putting any decision on about now on the table. I'm just saying, are you at least all agreed that for the later part, you want to ask the city and yourselves to get to work?
With a selection process.
With a selection process. Yeah.
I haven't heard anybody here say that they are not in favor of us starting to gather information about our options for consultants, which we might decide to do in the middle of the recon process if we end up unhappy with what we get from where we start with. Or it might wait till November or whatever it is when we go to phase two. I thought we were close to a consensus last time that it was we don't want to spend our time for the next 3 months in a hiring process, which is what I think we're leaning toward. We're not careful here.
Okay, but wait, you're messing me up here.
I think what's happened, my concern is that the expressions here are all tend towards the side of how can we find a way to get not deal with Stratus. And,
right.
And I don't share that view.
Exactly.
I'm going to express it before we get too deeply into the assumption that we all share that we're on the same quest here.
There is no such assumption.
Okay.
I'm trying to clear the ground so we can go back and really have the discussion about the early part. And I think that Peter's sense of confidence in this discussion would be higher if we could all say, which I think you all are there, yes, we should start a fresh contracting process for a general contractor in the long term.
Okay, so to that, the only point I was trying to make is I'm not sure that we're going to need to
right.
That. We might decide that we're not unhappy with the people we start with or something, but we should prepare ourselves if we are. And I'm arguing not only should we prepare ourselves to do that in November, as soon as necessary, if it turns out to be a problem, if the member of the public's correct and there's bias and pushing us in directions we don't want to go, we're not going to wait until November to.
Right, so you're not, by agreeing to this provisionally, you're neither saying it has to be November, it could be earlier, nor are you saying if we all fall madly in love with Stratus, we have to change anyway.
Exactly.
You had your hand up again. And you look very unhappy, too.
I'm just not sure I understand what we're trying to do. What is it we're trying to accomplish right now?
I have the same question. Can you, maybe I'm just not smart enough to keep up the language, but can you restate, you attempted to say what we're deciding right now?
Very clearly wasn't
can you try again so that...
Yeah.
She's trying to persuade us that we're not stuck with Stratus and we're unhappy with it, so Peter who expressed concern about it and others who expressed concern about it, that we assure people about that so that we then can discuss what we're going to do in the short term. Is that
right.
What you're saying?
Yes. So what we really want to decide today is this. Right.
Well, let's be clear, everybody. So everybody knows what the this is.
This is the recon consultant
support.
Today.
From today until the end of recon. It would be nice to get this settled.
Today.
Okay. Because I like to make sure, and you do too, that we're all working on the same question at the same time. I looked at what Peter was saying, and I said, Peter, you're really worried about this, what we call the real deal, the post-recon process. And you're worried that if you agree to somebody here, you're going to find yourself boxed into using that same person in the next stage. So what I'm trying very hard to do is to separate these two questions. And it seemed that, if your brain works oddly as mine does, as Nicholas will attest, it seemed that if we had agreement about what you wanted to do here, you could take a big breath and then we could talk about this in a more relaxed way.
Okay, that's an if. There are 14 different opinions here, but I would ask that you direct us on which decision to make right now. And we don't get to talk about the other decision until we choose to switch gears or until we make a decision on the this versus that.
Okay, sounds good. So I would like to just test whether there's a sense of the meeting about, yes, please, city and us, let's get started on the work for a new contracting process that would allow us to have somebody in place here if we decide we need it.
I'm feeling like that is an action that we need not take today.
Okay.
I'm not sure I would even know what criteria that I would want the contractor to meet for the real deal phase at this point in time. I would prefer that we move ahead with the recon phase, familiarize ourselves with what things we might need by seeing what someone might provide and what they can't provide, and then establish an RFQ, RFP list of criteria that the city could then seek a consultant to fulfill the needs of the committee.
Okay.
That's what I would like to do.
So what that tells me is what I thought might be an easy question isn't. So basically I sent us down a blind alley, and sometimes that happens. So in being as clear as Greg wants me to be, what I would like to do then is say, oops, that didn't help after all, and go back to this question. So we're back to Dave.
That's different. Actually, I think that if we were to make a commitment to ourselves that at some point in the future, whether it be August, September, in that time frame, and sufficiently in advance at the end of the recon phase, we would visit the issue of giving criteria and information to city staff so that they can do the RFP, RFQ process, whatever that is, so that we would have someone in time for the end of the recon phase. Recognizing that we don't have that now doesn't mean that we might not have it in a few months. And that if we know that we're going to commit to that process of reviewing it in a few months, but then we'll have an idea if things are going well with the existing consultant, we can decide that the process would be open for the existing consultant and anybody else on the planet who wanted to apply so that we address the concerns that it not be a closed situation. And we would have a few months for us to get educated as to what we might need. Because in my experience, using experts in 40 years of litigation where I use experts in almost every case, I usually need to have the experts to tell me and educate me so that I can make an informed decision about what I need from them. Because it's not my field.
Okay. All right, so Greg, we're back over this way on my graph. And what David is doing is a friendly amendment to Mark's concern and really hybridizing, I think, with Rick's concern.
And Peter's.
So what he's saying is, yes, by all means, we want to avoid the situation where people are saying, you're stuck, you have to use Stratus because we didn't get the contract going in time. Get it going in time, but that doesn't mean today. That means August-ish.
It means August, September. It means after we've had a few months under our belt to start functioning and getting educated.
Right. And so what we're asking from the committee is, are you willing to commit and to reassure Peter and others that you're putting your energy and your goodwill into an alternate process rather than putting you at risk of being boxed?
I'm not really in favor of splitting the two. I mean, for continuity's sake, I
mean, it's a little bit strange, I think, to be split into two. I mean, I guess I still have a fundamental disagreement with the notion that there would be a bias on the part of consultants. I think a lot of the fears or the concern is that this consultant would be giving us some kind of recommendation. And I don't think that, after what we heard yesterday from Rosemary, I'm not sure that that's really the case. It's up to us to drive the process, to ask the questions. And if we ask the right kind of questions, we're going to get information back. And it's up to us to take that information and make a decision. I don't think we're asking the consultant to be making a decision for us. Right. And so I think there's part of the concern is that the consultant would steer us in any kind of direction. And so that's the basic fear, right? And I see that whatever information we provide being separate from the recommendation that we ultimately make to the city council, right? So I think we have a great deal of authority over this process. And I just, yeah, that's kind of my feeling. Yep.
Doug's hand went up first, and then Mike's, and then Peter's.
So,
Mike,
yeah, I was the one complaining about it. I want to kind of reframe the assumption there, because I guess I posited the structure that we're kind of talking about, so maybe I should talk about my working hypothesis here. It's less to do with concern about potential bias from Stratus, in my case at least, and it's more to do with the concern that I don't know that these are the right guys. Okay, I'm willing to believe that they're the right guys based on the minimal amount of diligence I've been able to do looking at their website and so forth, but to Peter's point, the RFP that went out for the economic study was fairly narrowly drafted. And if you go look at Straticon as a competitor in Stratus, I mean, it's unsurprising that Stratus were chosen unanimously. These are two dramatically different organizations. I mean, Straticon's a few folks on a wagon, right? And it's pretty small potatoes compared to Stratus, who happens to be a full-service consulting outfit with a substantial focus in areas of water. So we're fortunate that we had Stratus as a respondent. It's part of why I was curious about who the other bidders were, because I was surprised that a number of folks I would have expected, you know, Brown and Caldwell and folks like that, were not on the list. So be that as it may, we are fortunate that we had Stratus there. I think they could probably do the job, but I don't want to commit to them for the year. I want to see what kind of work they can do. I'm not interested in slowing down the work of the committee to delay the selection of any sort of support. And I do believe that we need some support right off the bat as we get into recon, so that we can do the best work possible and get as far as we can, as quickly as we can. So the notion of bringing Stratus on board on sort of a provisional kind of meets those, squares those issues for me. Okay. And gives us the opportunity to evaluate the quality of the work they do in the context of this assignment as opposed to that other assignment.
So my comments are about the consensus process. Even if you love Stratus and think they're the best and we probably should stick with them to the end, you want to get this group to agree on what we're going to do. You need to provide for the people who don't have that kind of confidence in Stratus or even have serious doubts about them. Either they're range of ability, or whether there's somebody better, or whether they're going to push us in the wrong direction, that we're not going to create a situation where those people are stuck without some alternative 4 months into it, 3 months into it. And so I'm more than prepared to say, yes, let's get our staff, put them more in ahead of time, get ready. We're going to want to have choices when we get into this further. We may not make that choice or whatever, but it needs to be there so that the folks, Peter and others, are not told, you're stuck, you know, we got this far down the road and there's nowhere else for you to go. So I'm more than willing to be clear that let's create alternatives so we're not stuck with Stratus, whether we like them or not now, and be able to move on.
No, answer to Dana's comment. and in the perfect world, yeah, there, I would agree there's no bias. But after listening to Paul Grantz's comments, I think we should at least put in our criteria a disclosure on the trade organizations people are part of, and which do also lobbying, of course. And I think that's an important thing to look at in our process, and that might kind of answer certain questions by itself.
Well, if this group decides that they want an escape hatch and they want to proceed with the proposal that's out there to get going right now with status and have some kind of escape clause, then I'm fine.
Okay. Where we are is that Bass Ackwards thing where we're just looking at the escape clause for now.
Yeah.
So where does that leave us? Escape clause. Thank you for that term. With David's clarification that yes, in fact, you still need a couple months to learn as you go, experience this particular batch or other consultant and learn from that, et cetera, et cetera. As a committee, are you willing to invest in the escape clause whether you find that you need to use it or not?
Yes.
Okay. No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I am.
Ask who's opposed to it. I mean, I think most people are in favor. Is there someone that still thinks that's
I'll ask that next. I love the way Nicholas does that. So I'm hearing yeses. Is there anybody who got left behind on that?
Sorry. I'm confused. Have we decided that we use Strata for the recon phase?
No. Nope. We're at the...
But it looks like so you're talking about it. Is it possible to get other consultants, like under $100,000 contracts and within...
Wait. Okay. Let me just get conclusion of... This is what we're saying. Is the committee willing to commit to the work and to ask the city to make sure that when this time comes, there are options, that there's the escape clause in case you don't like what's existing, or in case in this 5 minutes from now you decide that you're never going to hire Stratus? Are you willing to commit to that? And so all that means now, Peter, is that either way that this decision goes, your options remain open here. And I really like the way Mike described that as a consensus group, finding a way to increase the comfort of other people is sometimes very worthwhile. But that does not presuppose, and now I'm moving over to the left side of the chart, that does not presuppose that you will in fact hire Stratus or ask the council to approve the city hiring Stratus. That's the question you have before you now. So if you know it's limited to recon and then will be revisited, and you know that you have the power to both set the ceiling and the floor on how much Stratus spends, you know you're involved in scoping what Stratus does and you're having iterative conversations with them about how they do it, and you have an independent review panel, what remains as a concern with that proposal? I'm only phrasing it that way because I was asked to yesterday. One concern is, well, but I just want to know if there are other options.
Which proposal are you reading?
Now we are talking.
Support during the refund phase.
Yeah, we're talking about Stratus with all the conditions. The control on the money, the control on the scoping, the control on the duration, and the independent review panel. Under those conditions, do you still have concerns about Stratus? And if so, what are they?
I do have concerns because they were our only candidate which was chosen actually under the RFQ of an economic impact report. So I, not knowing the water world, I don't know what we are missing. I assume we are missing a lot of people out there who have other focuses and expertises, and I believe we have a whole month to do a quick procurement process. And we also talked, and Doug brought it up, but we don't need detailed experts for every aspect. We need more generalists who can give us guide us through the first phase, to acquaint us and give us options, show us where the options are. And I just personally like to see more choices there instead of always coming back into one company. That's possible.
Okay. Rick?
It's not clear to me how much flexibility we have with who's on the Stratus team. You know, does Ken and James come with the package or not?
One of the requirements is you have absolute control of that. Well, if Tina were here, she'd be jumping out of her skin. A lot of control over that. Because the way this package is put together right now, it's just Stratus with no subs until a discussion happens. And I think it's pretty well understood that Kennedy Jenks...
still have Fisk.
The details on that aren't clear, but I want to keep that to the side, too. But right now, all you would be agreeing to is Stratus, and if Stratus were to draw other people in, it would be pursuant to conversation and input from you. That's how the package is. So what are some of the advantages?
I just want to respond to Peter's last comment. But I think what concerns me is maybe in theory you can hire somebody in a month, or it turns out it takes two, I guess, before the council finally approves it or something. But I think the practical reality is that we will spend the next 2 months worrying about criteria for who makes the best kind of consultant. And I don't want to spend the next 2 months doing that. I'd rather assume we can make Stratus do what we need them to do. If that turns out to be an error, it could be an error, in which case we just agree that we're going to not stick with them if they turn out to be biased and not responsive to our concerns and needs. But I'd rather not focus on what are the criteria for the best consultant for the next 2 months. I want to bring everybody up to speed, myself and everyone else, on what are the issues we're confronting, what are the realities of the water system we're in, all that kind of basic knowledge to be able to even understand what do we need alternatives for, much less which ones are the best, how short are we, and all those really basic kinds of questions. That, to me, would be much more productive than for us as a group of 14 people, a very steep learning curve about how do you figure out the right criteria for the best consultant. That's not easy work. I've done a bunch of that, and that would take us 2 months to even come to that. So I think it would be 4 months, not because you have to get it done in 4 months, but because it will take us 2 months to figure out what we want, and then we'll have 2 months ahead of us.
Say what? Thank you.
So I'm curious, Peter, how much that persuades you. I don't know if you were trying to persuade him, Mike, but I hear you saying, no, I'm not sold on going with Stratus. And then I hear Mike saying, well, if we don't just go with them, it's at the cost of delays. And I'm curious if you would refine your concern as to be like, well, I'm not psyched about it, but the alternative is a delay, and I don't want a delay because we got to get to work, so okay, I'll do it. Or if you're grave concerns and you wouldn't go with Stratus even with the cost being delayed.
Well, I'd be much happier if we could come up with some basic criteria today, which I think is possible, but maybe it's not. But we're not talking about the whole project, we're talking about the recon phase where we want to gather information.
I have a question for Rosemary. Have the folks from Stratus been told that we're considering them, and that they looked at what we're asking them to do and expressed interest in doing it?
I think Carrie can actually answer that question better.
I talked with... thank you. I talked with Stratus twice. At first, when we first got on the job, and I thought, I didn't realize that I was just naive. And so my basic interest was to find out how much fun it would be to work together, which can be a big deal. And really, I wanted to know how comfortable he was with collaborating and how much power you all would have. Because basically, what hasn't gone into this picture is that Nicholas and I could be like pit bull terriers, and if we thought a consultant was screwing you over, we would like stop at nothing to prevent it. And I got the sense that we were going to work together fine. So that was my first call. But I'm not vouching for him. I'm not saying that I know him well enough. I just had a chat with the guy, and that was my motivation. Very selfish. And then my second call was because several people had expressed concern that you would lose stress, that they would say, I mean, we put so much in, and they would keep having the scope changed, and we don't want to work for 14 people, or 16 if you count us. And
17.
Oh, you don't. You're just the city. You
don't I only pay the bills.
And he's like, unfazed. He was completely calm and interested in working with this, what I described as a potentially a very dynamic group. Does that answer your question?
It does to a degree, and I would just like to add something to it. Because I was on the interview panel for SRAPs when they were considered by the Water Department. It goes to something that Doug was asking about, which is why did people like SRAPs and rate them so highly? SRAPs came to that engagement. They saw the request for qualifications and what people were asking them to do. They, before the interview, did a lot of research, contacted the city, found out detail, put together a team of other than just their own people to meet the needs of the project. And when we interviewed them, it was clear that they had a very creative and client-serving approach to doing that. And so I have, from meeting them, I frankly have a measure of confidence that if we tell them what we want, which is the service for this group, that they are the kind of creative people who will tell us ways to get there that we're not thinking of because they actually have experience in water that we don't. An experience in the broader sense of dealing with all the complexities of the different questions. And I look forward to having somebody who has that kind of capacity work for us to fill in our gaps. I wouldn't know what criteria to use for evaluating somebody other than I want to be experienced in water and unbiased. And beyond that, I want them to educate us as to what we should be looking for, and what we should be thinking about, and what the different... what the range of the world is, so that we can make effective decisions.
Okay.
So,
yes.
That's one of the basic criteria of choose, and not many more, but to be unbiased, and that can be easily looked at by looking at the range of their past projects. It would be nice to be able to compare what you chose.
Well, this has come up. I think you might have gotten in a little trouble the way you brought it up last time. The question of Stratus's experience. So now you're in a bit of a pickle because you know more about it than anybody else does, but you don't want to be advocating.
Right.
So can we give Rose, do we want to give Rosemary a window to address the...
You know? Has worked with them as well.
I have not worked directly with Stratus, no. Okay. I work with Gary Fisk and NQ. But I do know that they're very well respected, and for what it's worth, I hear good things. But I've not worked with them personally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have internet connection?
Yeah, we didn't, it
didn't come up. It wasn't working. But
I'll
see if it's
on.
Is it on now?
Could you repeat that?
We're thinking about going to a website. Would you mind doing a little standing up and getting close to the deli food exercise with me while we get Stratus's website set up? Would that be okay? So we need to go over there.
Thank you.
But yeah, the mice is just...
Or if I use the right person to consult, can you just get the right person?
Can you turn the volume up on the iPhone? Because it's not my machine, and I'm afraid that they balance it so it wouldn't be
They're not really thinking about it. I'm sorry about that. I'll remind you. Okay.
Thank you.
Give Mike a mic. Give Peter.
Now I want you to stay in this same place of your vendor. But if you have a lot of experience with contracting and dealing with experts, come towards me. And if you have little experience, but stay in your room. If you have little experience, go to the back.
To broaden their own markets.
Wow.
And I thought that was a really interesting aspect of it. And it made me think that if we decide we want Stratus for Recon, that Stratus would immediately become exceedingly sensitive to the kinds of companies we want working with us. And whom they would choose for subcontractors and so on.
So it has a capacity building aspect.
Yes.
Okay.
Can I clarify?
Yeah.
So you would like Stratus to become sensitive to who you would buy, right?
My first interest is that we get people who know what our problems are. And if that can be Stratus working with their expertise, their apparent expertise, I myself have not checked them out, but the respect that they have and their sensitivity to using potentially smaller firms, but ones that know our problems intensely well and don't need to be brought up to speed, that might be the best of both worlds.
Do you have a response to that?
No.
We have the website ready. Unless somebody else has something. Thank you so much for that, Sue.
So this is the website of the Water Research Foundation, which, as I mentioned a couple of the last meeting, is a subscriber-based research.
Can we get a mic, please? People
in
the this is the website of the Water Research Foundation. It's a subscriber-based organization. It's existed for 25 or 30 years, a long time. And it
basically has a board of directors and a project or a technical advisory committee that's made up of industry folks, water utility people, and they issue their planning and their selection process for research projects comes out of a sort of a process where they query their members and they look at what's happening in the industry and they prioritize lists. They issue requests for proposals and then they review those proposals with a project advisory committee that's typically made up of utility people and what have you. These are the 27 projects that Stratus has done since this one, as you can see, is a 1998. And I'm just showing you the range of the work that they've done. The DCell project that was done with Brent Haddad is on this list. It's the one DCell project of these 27. Bob Rauscher himself has not been necessarily involved in all of these projects, but it is these are projects that the firm has done. Yes.
I can't read that screen. Could you read the titles of a few of these things?
Sure. So the first one is, and again, this is largely, if you've looked at their website at all, the area that Stratus focuses in the water-related field is resource economics, lots of cost-benefit analysis, public policy issues. So the first one here is called Quantifying Public Health Risk Reduction Benefits. A lot of this work has been done in a regulatory context, so looking at the benefit-cost trade-offs of certain kinds of health benefits from regulatory changes that EPA was considering. Nicholas, I don't know how to...
I'll scroll.
Yeah. This one, the one here is called Critical Information Policy, so that's an IT-related one. Here's one, Groundwater Sustainability Under Climate Change. It's a literature review, research review. Future research on climate change, impacts on water, workshop focusing on adaptation strategies and information needs, effective climate change communication for utilities, understanding of finance and enhancing the impacts of customer confidence report, consumer confidence reports. Those are regulatorily required annual distribution. Emergency response and recovery planning for water systems, a kit of tools, identifying and developing climate change resources for water utilities, content. Here's one, guidance for utilities on building alliances with watershed stakeholders, the arsenic rule, consumer confidence reporting guidance, the value of water concepts, estimates, and applications for water managers, assessing risks and benefits of drinking water energy or utility energy management practices, identifying the gaps in understanding the benefits and costs of boiled water advisories.
I've heard enough. Does anybody else want to continue? And could you name the DCell one? There's one of 27.
What's
the name of that one?
Okay, get on next page.
Just curious.
Here it is, right. Guidance for implementing seawater and brackish water desalination facilities. That was done in 2007.
Thank you.
Their website, which I don't have up, but if you are curious, you can look at the website and the resource economics for the section publications, long list of publications that they've done on water resources economics. I think what this does is it sort of shows you the range of the work that they've done in the water industry. Again, they're not an engineering firm. They're a consulting kind of public policy economics evaluation.
Thank you.
But I just know that's maybe one of the options on the table for us. So,
What I would say is they don't have topic-specific issues, experience like that. It's not again, they're not an engineering firm. That's one of the reasons why probably if you were going to do any kind of a general would want some specialization. You would want someone to be probably forward offstream storage evaluation, would want a hydrologist. You would want probably an engineer, civil, and you would want someone sort of in the water resources management, maybe someone with water rights expertise, those kinds of things.
I'm wondering whether part of the pressure on this decision is because it feels like whom you hire and what their expertise is would shape the alternatives that get to rise to the surface. And that would be bad. I would not approve of that. You need to be free to explore the alternatives as you get to know them. And the whole point of recon is that you have the wealth and richness and openness and creativity. So the thing is, you want a consultant who's going to ask out of left field or front and center questions and is going to take your questions and you're going to learn from them and they're going to learn from you. But all these people that Rick wants and the rest of you are interested in having present, if they're relevant to your topic and you want them, I will fight for you to get them. And so will you. But getting Stratus doesn't mean you don't get those other people. I don't mind if you decide against him. I just don't want it to be for the wrong reason.
This might be a little naive comment, but please correct me. But I don't see anything related to what we are doing with the scope on their project list. And it's hard to believe for me. Aren't there any companies who have done total complex water consultants studies for cities like us up and down the coast?
When you speak, please speak into the microphone. I should have asked you earlier, but yeah, I realize that people can't hear you. So,
thank you, Nicholas.
Yeah.
So the question was, are we disturbed by... Oh, Sarah, do you want to say something?
Well, I have the Stratus website up, so do you want to hear some of the projects underneath there? Is that a question you have?
Those are all very detailed.
Yeah, we can put the website up. So there are multiple project areas that they cover, right? They list environmental science and natural resources, natural resource economics and policy, water economics and management, climate change and ozone protection, and information management. So under the environmental science and natural resources, they've got subsections, right? Hydrology, biology, environmental toxicology, etc. So some of them that would be pertinent are some on in population studies and spawning surveys, technical support for clean water, global climate change modeling.
Which one?
In the water economics and management. And then in the publication of the...
So...
And then there's a whole section on valuing water resources.
Tell me what you want to get.
So they actually have a much broader basics than just water economics.
There you go.
If you want to...
So these are the
it wasn't in there.
Water economics management publications.
Right.
Are we interested in publisher projects?
Here's one that's a triple bottom line assessment of traditional and green infrastructure options for controlling CSO events in Philadelphia's watershed.
CSO to
combined sewer overflows. This is a risk of perforating community water systems.
And while Rosemary's looking, I'm going to call time.
Enabling lasting changes to your leadership and cultural transformation is a promote sustainable water operations, a guidebook for water sustainability, changing organizational culture. Portfolio modeling of contract types for retail water providers, that's a kind of a big picture. planning for ecological restoration in the couple of rivers there.
Rosemary, is the person, Herrick, is that on, is he on the team or she's on the team?
Herrick?
Yeah, they're...
Here's one, yeah. Herrick, C, and J.
Well, you know, basically, I don't know for sure about that. If you go toward the bottom of this page, there's a lot more grouchy ones that are, I mean, that's spot grouchy. Conventional and unconventional approaches to water supply provision. This is also sort of like about point of use and point of entry devices. Regional solutions to water supply provisions, that was a project in Bethlehem, Allentown, and whatever the third city is that's involved in that, that's a very interesting sort of consolidation, regionalization, water, wastewater. I know that one. That's value water. Here's a climate change, expanding the toolkit for water management in uncertain climate.
Look at the one right above the arrow, the value of water supply availability in the residential sector.
Right.
Okay. Mike, and then I'm going to preach about time.
I think if you go out,
don't.
For water consultants on water issues, and you're looking for generalists, not somebody that supports a particular American technical solution, you're likely to end up with a large number of groups bidding on the thing or expressing interest in the RFQ, who are groups like Brown and Caldwell, large engineering firms. Their bias is going to be towards single project solutions to a situation. Very different. This group, and if you're interested, which I think a lot of people here are, putting together a lot of little pieces that end up not requiring one large project, that you're going to be better off with this policy group like this that's willing to look at all these different options, has some experience and works, knows how to work with small subs. Then if we ended up, again, we worked around in Caldwell City and stuff, but they're biased if they have one. It's not a particular technology, but something, a project that fixes your problem, rather than the questions we have to be answering earlier on, which are much more about how much water do we really need, and you know, how do we deal with risks and uncertainties and policy questions that a lot of the other bidders for that are not going to be good in. Or you're going to get small little firms that have a specialty. They will push you in your direction because that's all they know how to do.
Okay, so the advice then is if what you're, one of the types of bias you're concerned about is I'm the desal guy. It doesn't look that way from the stuff from the websites, I think. And if one of your concerns is that the person would be biased towards large capital investments that they themselves may design and all that whole line of argument, then you're better off with a policy group. They don't build things, right?
No.
Peter, I feel your part of your concern is, did we start down a path and end up with what we didn't need?
No, if everybody else agrees, I'm happy to stand aside. My only concern is that we don't deal with somebody who has actually actively lobbied. He's part of a trade organization that lobbies for one solution. That's a little true. So I don't know how Stratus is standing.
Even I can't hear.
I'd be happy if everybody else agrees to stand aside and not vote. I prefer choice, but for the sake of process. But my only concern is we don't deal with anybody who is actually part of an active lobbying organization or a trade organization that has done lobbying. And so that's really disclosed to me about that.
So that's for the future? Is that a proviso on using Stratus, or is that a thing for the future?
And with anybody.
With anybody. How would we know?
I'd like to just make a comment about that, and I don't want to be argumentative. I'm sort of trying to provide information. It would be extremely normal for any engineering firm, probably even some of the local ones, the smaller ones, to be party to organizations, American Water Works Association, Water Reuse Foundation, Water Environment Foundation, American Society of Civil Engineers. Obviously, CalDesal is a version of that, you know, is a subset of some of those. It doesn't belong in those, but it's the same kind of thing. Every single one of those industry organizations have a government affairs arm.
Their government affairs arm are involved in typically federal policy for the big national organizations, so federal legislation, regulation, policy, and they do lobby. They don't do it in the same way as, you know, the K Street people do, and, you know, with the oil industry, that kind of thing, but they do lobby. There are local versions of every one of those organizations. The one that sort of comes to mind is the local version that for the California organizations, probably Association of California Water Agencies, AQUA. They also lobby. So it's that's very common. Now, so if you want to make it a criteria that they can't be involved in an organization that has done lobbying, then most of these entities would be off the table.
Can I clarify that?
Sure.
I understand that it's part of being an engineering consulting firm, you're part of trade organizations, but it would be nice to see their balance, have balanced membership. But I would be really opposed to somebody who lobbied against Measure T in Marin County, because there you have a choice. You can say, I don't want to be associated with that organization. People have done that. They have stepped back and it went too far. There's some big cases in the last year where, you know. Yeah.
So, Peter.
T
is in Tom. Peter, I'd like to make sure your interests are met. And so. And that they're clear so that there's not a disappointment among you later. So if you stand aside on the Stratus thing, it sounds like one of the things that's really important to you is the disclosure of the lobbying, so that then you can decide what you want to do about it. So can we ask Stratus to disclose their experience of lobbying if, in fact, you do agree to have him work with you? And, of course, that would be the case for any new people. So we have a sense of the meeting, I believe, or at least consensus, around the idea that lobbying needs to be disclosed for any new people who, as part of the evaluation.
So I would phrase it as we want to understand the trade organizations in which they belong.
I agree with that.
Okay.
Could you say that?
We want to understand. Oh, yeah, you could do it.
We want to understand the trade organizations to whom they belong, and then we can learn from that what lobbying might be.
Okay. Excellent. That's enough much to disclose trade organizations. Yeah. Okay.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I think it would be important to not only list the professional organizations, trade organizations to which they belong, but I think what Peter's asking, are they members of a lobbying group? And there are people who are active members of lobbying groups, and so I think that would be an important distinction.
So you need both.
Okay.
I just point out that you're not discovering secret information. They're required to disclose that publicly already. We don't have to go look for it. Let them give it to us. But it's not like they can hide that and not be in jail.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about that.
But it's a priority.
But just ask.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
So, Peter, you're willing to stand aside.
I'm grateful for this discussion because I think that people have heard what the reservations are and have addressed them.
And cared.
Pardon?
They've cared.
Yeah. For me, I'm feeling a shift, you know, on account of that, and particularly with the idea, and I would like us to actually put this in our decision minutes, that for the subcontractors that Stratus would hire, that they notify us in advance of hiring them so that we can weigh in and give our suggestions.
I think you already have a stronger provision than that in the package. The provision is that they have to discuss it with you before, not just notify you.
Okay. Yeah, that makes me feel more safe and secure.
Yeah. And
although I'm curious if the way that we've identified our priorities.
Speak into the microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm curious if the way we've identified our priorities directs staff sufficiently that they will be able to do that screening and highlight if there's a problem for us.
Maybe not
reason,
yet.
And the reason I'm asking that is because we're going to give our consultants a charge. And often it's going to be come back to the at the next meeting and present us the following information or whatever. And then they go back, they start getting into that. They determine that they need a subcontractor and find themselves unable to do our charge because they have to discuss with us before they hire a subcontractor. And we could very well frustrate our own purpose in terms of just being functional. So I'm curious if there's a way that we can get staff to do some of that screening for us rather than have them hang us up.
So I guess the one question I just like to put on the table, because we've talked about this a little bit already, from a modeling perspective, I personally don't believe I have any choice but to use Gary Fisk. Because all the modeling data that we have is in a model that is a proprietary model that Gary Fisk owns and manages. And so creating that over again is a time-consuming and iterative process that is not reasonable to do in the time frame we have. Beyond that, I don't know that there's any particular requirement that we have, a particular individual or this firm or that firm. I think that one of the things you would want to ask the Stratus to do at their first meeting with you is sort of describe based on what they know from getting up to speed on the topic about what information, what kind of skill sets, additional skill sets outside their organization might need to be brought to bear. That would be a useful conversation to have, and you could give direction at that time and go from there. That's how I would see it.
I think I heard you say that you'll be able to anticipate things enough that you could have that discussion. Maybe that changes later and then you adjust the deal. Is that okay?
Yeah. The fact that they would discuss things with us, at the meetings when they can is great. I also don't want to bind their hands in between the meetings and prevent them from doing their tasks.
And you have a consistent thing where you look ahead at the critical part and you want to make sure you didn't make it more complicated than it needed to be. For now, with Rosemary's reassurance, are you okay with what the way it is?
Yeah, I can live with it. Because frankly, I expect the consultants to tell us what how some of those things will work.
Yeah.
So I'm less concerned with us telling them right now before we even got them to the ground.
Okay. And that was a yes, it's okay.
Sure.
All right. Erica.
So I guess my concerns before were largely about scope of work, because I guess I wasn't fully understanding what the scope of work might be for them. I still don't. I know that's still up in the air. But to know that we have the escape clause and that we're going to work on that scope of work and create that in the future, that's making me feel a lot better. Also, I really liked what Sue was saying about how there's a lot of local consultants who can work under Stratus and subcontract. That's super useful, too, so that also makes me feel a lot better about the whole thing.
Good. Those are all really important, and it's wonderful work for you to do. It isn't just, how you got to that decision, I don't care, but in terms of capacity building and coming up with the product you want at the end, excellent. There was a hand.
So I think all we can say is we want to maximize our involvement in the choices that they're making for subs, and they need to be informed. We've already had this discussion with them, but reinforce it again, that they're not dealing with inside the industry staff people who might have a great deal of confidence in these questions. They're dealing with a skeptical group of 14 people who are concerned that they not choose subs that have an agenda that's other than our agenda and so forth. That seems important.
Yes, and all the better for you to tell them that.
Yeah, we will, I'm sure.
So with one person who is standing to the side, do we have a decision that with the important caveats, which I want to repeat?
I'm getting a piece of paper, hang on.
Well, we have something here.
Okay.
That it's till the end of recon, and at the end of recon you may decide you want to keep them, but it has to be decided all over again. You won't be shoehorned into it. That there will be an independent review panel, which gives you some
feedback.
Well, nobody can read it up there anyway. I'm just
awesome.
That if Stratus wants other subs, they're going to have to talk about it with you first. And I would like to add Fiskion as an appendix. Okay.
I think you said to the maximum extent possible because
you said that. You said that to the maximum extent possible, but before that we had David withdrawing his requirement. So do you want to say you have to talk about subs before you hire them with us to the maximum extent possible, or do you want to say we want to talk?
Are you suggesting that we review and approve subs before hiring, or that we just discuss subs and trust that they're going to follow our wishes? Because I agree with David that if it gets down to a review and approval process, we're slowing the whole process.
I think that the consistent word is discuss, and what the word Rosemary used yesterday is that it's a partnership among the three units, the committee, the city, and the consultant. So if you need a stronger word than discuss, we can go there, but that's the word that's on the table. But not with to the maximum extent possible, just discuss.
And if there's a contentious potential sub, can we add language later?
Yeah, I mean, as a practical matter, the way I see it is that if you had a sense of the meeting, you didn't want somebody, can you imagine how that would look if Rosemary and Stratus said, well, we're going to hire them anyway? I mean, at that point, the system's broken.
Yeah.
So the next proviso is the heavy dialogue, which we just had. Now, we're at the cap of $50,000. If you have all these controls, do you still want the cap?
Can we drop back just for one second?
Sure.
And that was to the peer review panel. What was the language you were using on the peer review panel?
That there would be one.
I would like us to say that we want one, and we hope City Council will approve it.
Right.
We don't yet know that they are going to approve that expenditure. And I don't want to be in the position where, frankly, we don't hire a consultant to move forward because City Council decides that they don't want us to put together to spend money on a peer review panel. That's I would prefer that.
Yeah, we get the point. Okay, so nobody ever said that all mediators are patient.
Okay.
Sorry. So the friendly amendment was that you're going to ask for a peer review panel, and Rosemary's clearly into an independent review panel. As to the council, and you understand that to be part of the package and hope it will be.
Yes.
There's an alternate path, which is that we set up an independent review panel that we're not paying,
right,
paying people, and then the council doesn't have to authorize any money for it.
True. So let me add that.
The first choice would be one that we actually can pay to do the job and take it,
Well, we haven't discussed that. That's on the agenda.
Okay. Well, I was trying to suggest I agree with you that there is a fallback alternative, but I think our first preference is to ask the City Council to pay.
And that's the topic of the next agenda.
Next agenda.
All right. So how this element of the provisos for hiring status or recommending the hiring status goes is that you will have an independent review panel. If need be, it will be a free one that you cobble together, and preferably it will be one that the council approves that you have funds for. But that's part of the package one way or the other.
I don't know that we have a preference yet. We haven't discussed it.
Oh, right. I said it was the next agenda item.
Yeah.
And, in fact, it will be. Thanks. So those are the elements. They have been reasonably worded.
Or the cap.
What? Oh, the cap. Do we still need the cap? Thank you.
Well, the word scope hasn't been mentioned, and I think that's a critical component. The committee is tasking the consultant. Okay, so
that's right.
As long as that's part of the framework, then the cap is belts and suspenders. So.
May I make a slightly friendly amendment to that? Or maybe it's friendly, maybe it's not, I don't know. What I think, if you want to go in this direction, it would be useful as the first task for the Stratus is to do some background work and getting up to speed on our topics between now and the next meeting.
So they can be set free to do their education phase.
Sure.
So scoping subsequent tasks.
Yes.
All right. So
yeah, along that line, we have a in our charter, we have our...
There's a mic, David.
Sorry.
Train everybody here.
In our charter, we have Article 1, the purpose of the committee. And I would imagine that we're turning to Stratus and saying, we want you to work with our city staff to be our independent consultants to enable us to do our purpose.
Yes. Yes.
And to then come to the next meeting, having done sufficient review and investigation, to start telling us how they might do that.
Yes.
I think this is what you meant, but I think what we'd like for our next meeting is, you know, the supply and demand numbers, the preliminary supply and demand numbers presentation. Is that right?
I think that is certainly the topic that needs to be discussed at the next meeting. And I think that there's a variety of ways that they can we can get that on the table, including presentations from staff who have some of that number, and then but Stratus engagement in that, absolutely.
I hope this isn't the sort of thing that needs to be checked with and gotten agreement every time, but it's my expectation that somebody from Stratus will be among the presenters when we talk about the education part of risk scenarios, uncertainty handling, et cetera. And that will give you a great way to get to know them and just how sharp they really are, as well as being important information for you as a committee. So that's not part of this package you're about to agree to, but it's just fair warning that I expect they will present. Okay, so we have a package. I think it's pretty clearly articulated. We will clearly, obviously, summarize it in black and white and send it around. Is this yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Is there anybody other than Peter who has an objection?
I have a clarification.
Yes.
The provisos were that an IRP, they discuss subs, and we don't have a cap, right?
Do not have a cap as long as scoping is negotiated.
Those are the three.
Because scoping
is full. Then you're not going to be shoehorned into accepting Stratus beyond the end of the week.
Thanks.
That you discuss the subs with Stratus, that you negotiate the scope, and that you have an independent review panel.
Don't we have to address a little bit the budget? I mean, I think there's one number, as I assume, so we should probably have put some numbers on the final period and the recon period, right? So
what we just decided for recon, and this can be opened up again, is that rather than putting a dollar figure on, you as a committee will participate in the scoping. So in that way, you will influence the money, rather than putting an arbitrary number now.
But what's our total budget?
I believe that the contract that went to the council, the proposal was for $300,000, and it was the scope was very generally sort of described in terms of the process steps, but there was no commitment to that particular scope. It was to be a task order-based contract. So we give them task one, which is to get yourself up to speed. Our job is to negotiate the content of that with them particularly and the amount for that, and then to debit that against the $300,000. That all these contracts have a termination clause in them, so if we're done with them and we don't have expended all the money, we simply say thank you very much, and we're done.
Yeah, my only concern is we run out of money before we get to the beach of our work.
We won't let that happen.
All right.
Is this necessary to actually being done with the decision?
I just want to say I don't think we are going to be involved in discussions without money. I think that's a city function. We need to say what we need, what we want, and it's up to the city to fund it. And doing it in the end, they have high expectations of this committee that they're going to have to pay for it.
Go, Mike.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. So.
That means that Cracker's the next meeting.
Saltines. This is a yes.
We're the drought.
There are no no's. There's a standing aside. You have reached consensus on a remarkably difficult question, which I wish you had had months and months and months to hash out, and I'm so impressed. Thank you so much. Good job. Poor Nicholas, he's been scribbling away. Now he has to get to work. Do you want to stretch Tom?
So that's the scope. Because the consultant can't do anything unless they're going to be tasks. So I'm essentially
So we're segueing into the next agenda item, which is the independent review panel. Do you need a break? And can we ask if we could just plan on ending late? Because we're not so much behind schedule, but there are so many things that need to be on the agenda, like how you're going to report this to the council that we haven't had time for. So do you want to take a break, number one? No, you're the only one.
I think individuals.
And the others were nodding, but in a very sort of tired way.
So it's a break as needed. And then, are you willing to stay late?
How late?
I've got my wife's sister from out of town. Mm-hmm. This is her last night. We have plans.
Half an hour?
Didn't we hear this last month?
I mean, I don't understand why we have to go. I mean, we have 3 hours. Can we not stick to our time? I mean,
no.
I don't want to sound like the bad guy here and say, hey, I don't want to stay late, but I got a life.
We have to talk. I'm
sorry. I used to be called the Wicked Witch of the Watch. I hate ending late, and I agree with you on that. The thing is that we don't have provision in the agenda for you figuring out how you want to report the charter and the consultant decision to the council. All right, so you'll do it quickly. All right, so what I'm going to do is let Nicholas go on with the next agenda item, and towards the end of the day, we're going to just jam the council thing.
Yeah. Okay, so are we going to use dial on that?
No, because people can't see it anyway.
That's good. Let's go ahead. So we are moving on. Oh, we're taking a break as needed, so some people have sort of slipped away. They will slip back without. We're going on to the independent review panel question, and we want to get out of this an understanding of the information that the city needs in order to proceed with the development of the IRP, the independent review panel. And we want to reach agreement on, we're assuming that they will need some criteria, so we want to reach agreement on the criteria. We're assuming that there's probably something else that they need that we don't know about yet, and we want to reach agreement on that too. So essentially, those are the agreements that we're heading for, and there's some sort of understanding, some learning as well, which we'll hear about, you know, what does the city need to know. And that reminds me, is this significant, are these decisions, these agreements that you're coming up with, significant enough so you would like to entertain community input, public participation, whatever it's called, public comment? It's up to you.
Everything's so.
Charlie thinks yes. Some nodding going on. How long would you like us to allow?
People 2 minutes. We have limited time.
We're already 10 minutes over. We've got more things to deal with.
Let's find out how many people want to.
How many people would like to comment on this item? It's okay. Moot.
Okay.
Good one.
Good idea. I
asked. What a guy. We've got some criteria that you have put together in the past. There is a list of them somewhere. There we go. These were not criteria specifically for the independent review panel. They were criteria when you were thinking about the consultant last time. This is, I think, a decent starting point to give you a kind of a running jump on this. We also want to factor into this, well, so what is there that's not here that the city needs to know about? David wants to comment.
We have actually two starting
points.
We have two starting points. One is the selection criteria that you have listed there. The other is the concept paper that we got from Rosemary and I.
That's exactly where I was heading.
Okay. So the thing that I... wanted to add to the list of whatever, is that the at least, you know, that the panel or an appropriate representation of them actually be able to attend their meetings.
So it's availability.
Availability, because in my experience, when you know, one expert is presenting something, and we aren't necessarily knowledgeable of what the questions are that we should be asking, and part of our peer review panel is to help us check the work of our experts. It would be nice for them to be able to participate and tell us the things we ought to be looking at.
Thank you. So we're already adding to this list. What I want to do is to bring in the and maybe, I mean, if Rosemary could speak to it, or those of you who read Rosemary's paper maybe have questions and you'd like to sort of start that way with the questions that you have for Rosemary about the thing. What we're having to do here, I believe, is change this from items that you really in your heart want to something that will be understandable when it's in an RFQ. You know, if you write an RFQ that says effective and efficient and neutral, it'll be kind of hard to, it's hard to write that in a way that does any good in terms of getting the people to come to the and propose. So we need to sort of translate this into RFQ language so that it's useful for Rosemary, and there may be other things that we need to add to it. So, Rosemary, would you like to start with this, or would you like to ask questions about the paper?
Well, let me just say a couple of things. I thought it would be useful in terms of facilitating your conversation to put out something for you to react to. That is the whole purpose of this. I don't, as I said, it's not a recommendation. It's not even a particular proposal. It was sort of a fleshed out idea for you to say, something's left out here, or I don't like this, or another characteristic would be, whatever, or something completely different. So that's all I really have to say. I'm not advocating this in any way. Happy to answer questions.
Okay. So thinking of the paper that Rosemary prepared, what questions do you have for Rosemary? What questions do you have for Rosemary that will help you to understand what you need to put into this, add to this list, or take from this list, or change this list into, so that it will be useful for her and her staff? Charlie?
In terms of taking away from the list, the judgmental, no bad association, that's, you know, how do you define that? What does it mean? Even neutrality, neutral relative to what? Unbiased, I think, is good, but I would strike that whole line first time.
Replace it with unbiased.
So, please. You would just put unbiased in instead. Let's put a color. Just excited hand waving, perhaps.
Excellent.
So we're going to say unbiased instead of this. And you know, what's the difference between neutrality and unbiased?
Nothing.
Shall I just strike neutral and put unbiased?
I think that the type of bias we're looking at is unbiased towards a particular outcome.
Unbiased. How does that sound to other people? Does that make sense?
Well, I think if they get into the context of really what's going on in the city, is that we had a city that was taking the direction of going towards desalination that is now doing a reset discussion, and everything is on the table. And if everything is on the table, then whoever comes in has to be unbiased towards a particular outcome, just knowing that we need one that meets our purpose.
So if they were so heavily in favor of a particular political party, that wouldn't be considered unbiased. That wouldn't be considered biased.
If they were heavily in favor of a particular outcome for the city,
that's
without obvious. Having yet gone through this process with us.
Yeah, that's it. So, Mike?
I think we could spend a lot of time refining this list, and it would not have a great purpose for us. I think it's not a bad list. It gives you an idea of what we're worried about. I think our big issue is, if you only have three people that you're hiring, how do you get three people to cover the things we need in terms of support? I'm not involved with my three, but I'm giving, I just explain what I mean. I think we need somebody who can help us with issues of general policy, risk assessment. We're not necessarily water experts, but people who understand what do you do when you've got different ideas about a range of, how do you handle a range when you're trying to make a judgment about we need X amount of water and so forth. Secondly, we need somebody with good technical engineering expertise in a wide range of kind of fields, no particular technology, but that they understand the technical aspects of what would produce water, what might not produce it, and so forth. And third, we need somebody that's strong in the area of environmental assessment, impacts of various kinds of projects, and so forth. I'm open to having a different three, but I think our time would be better spent thinking about that question, how do we get three people to cover what we need, and trying to like have the perfectly defined description of neutrality that we're kind of looking for here. I think that list gives the idea of what we want to do.
We're going back to David.
Yeah, I think it's a lot easier than that for us. We've just gone through a big process of how we wanted to select our consultant. And we need peer review that's able to help us understand, evaluate, and ask the proper questions of our consultant. So in a sense, the peer review panel has to have a similar skill set.
Collectively.
Thank you. Other comments or questions? And again, you know, Rosemary is here to talk about it if you want to know what the city needs soon.
I've got two concerns. And one is that three seems like too few people. Five might be better. I'm not sure. And my other concern was, if we want them to be participating in all the meetings and that sort of thing, we're already running into, 25 hours apiece? Now, these are professionals, you probably pay them a good 200 an hour, you know, at least. So I'm not sure that 5,000 is enough, because they wouldn't be doing any real work. Most of the things they produce for us beyond conversation would be stuff apart from those 25 hours.
So how did the attending every meeting thing get in the mix?
Go ahead, Sue.
I thought that's what was meant by availability.
Yeah.
I had suggested availability, but I also suggested that it was availability of a representative of the peer review. Not all of them at each meeting. But it would be helpful for us to have one body from them at each meeting.
Right.
And it could be rotated, as David is saying. It could be rotated based upon the topic that we're covering, because it might be that one person is more appropriate for one topic than another.
So just to be clear, at least what I wrote here is there is no intent in the way the compensation was written to compensate anybody on a per-hour basis. It's really a engagement-based honorarium that is, and I recognize that, I mean, that's a proposal, but only just to put out there. I think if you really wanted to do this in a compensation on a per-hour basis, the number looks way different from that. So it was just something to put out there.
Yeah.
So are these people that we are going to hand select by name, or we're going to develop the criteria and then turn it over to the water department and say, here's what we're looking for, go find them for us?
So the proposal that's in here is a request for proposal kind of, here's what we're looking for, here's the, you know, if you have the three that Mike just talked about, we're looking for someone who, you know, brings this kind of skill, that kind of skill, something else. You know, we would certainly send the invitation to anyone that anyone wants to provide us the name of, as well as put it up onto the city's website. And then it would be a process of receiving the proposals and rating them. That's what this suggests. It's not necessarily how you have to do it, but that's what this suggests.
So I'm not clear. So the staff would rate them?
Well, again, we talked in the other day about the opportunities for participation in the process, at the hiring process, and certainly a subcommittee could be engaged from the committee to work on the request for the proposal, to, you know, look at the evaluation criteria, to rate the proposals, to participate in any interviews that might happen, all of that.
And also to add to the list of people to whom it's sent.
Absolutely, yeah. And again, this is not, I'm not saying this is how we have to do it. I'm just saying when I thought about it, this is what I thought. Okay, well, we could try this.
So Mark, your hand, and then Peter.
Yeah, in thinking about who we want on that technical review panel, my thought is that it's really our job to figure out the skill set we need for that review panel. Kind of, you know, we define the glove, let the city find the hand that fits the glove. And for me, one of the expertise that would be very useful would be someone who understands the economy. I would like to have an economist or someone who can talk to me about economic impact in a meaningful way that is familiar with our regional economy. So economies are very different from region to region. And Santa Cruz, I think, has a fairly unique economy. And so I want someone who can speak to that, you know, very clearly. I think it's essential that we have an environmentalist on board and that the environmentalist be familiar with the issue of global warming and has a holistic view of the environment, doesn't single out, understands the global impact or the complete picture, not just a narrow, you know, focus, but a complete life cycle, so to speak, of the environment. And I agree with Mike. I think we need somebody with, you know, the engineering background, and I think the engineering background has to be in water. They have to understand water systems. I can't imagine going forward without somebody on our technical review panel that would have those three qualities: engineering, water engineering specifically, economics, and environment. I would also say that in terms of their qualifications, that this individual or the individuals, and we could have more, to Sue's point, it might be wise to have a policy person or something like that, something I'm not thinking about. But I can't imagine hiring someone with less than 10 years of experience. They would have to be journeyman level consultants. I do not want anyone that's, I'd almost say 20 years of experience, but we need seasoned consultants, people that have seen a wide variety of things in their career. And I want somebody who, on the technical review panel, I want them to be able to come here and sit in front of us and talk to us in English. And, well, I don't care. I mean, yeah, English, of course. But
they're not technology.
But they have to put it in and be able to explain complicated concepts in layman's terms so that even I can understand it. And I think they need to be persuasive in their communication skills. And they need to be able to withstand cross-examination, or what? I mean, I don't know. You know, they need to be able to withstand examination. They need to be able to take the heat from all 14 of us when we start asking them questions and asking them to explain why they think the way they think.
Thank you. Peter,
I think it goes without saying, but I believe that the anybody on that panel should have had no professional relationship with our main consultants.
Professional
relationships with our main consultants. So it should be really
independent.
Could I ask a question? Mark, you used the word consultants. In a lot of ways, the honorarium idea that's in here implies academics, and I just wondered what your thought was about that. I'm not pushing it one way or another. I just was wondering whether you were thinking of someone from an academic environment or not.
Not. became someone from the academic environment. Having had the privilege of working with many different consultants over the time, over my career, many of them from academia, I want somebody that has practical experience. I love the academics. I think they're wonderful, and they add much to the thinking, and they add much to the knowledge base of our world as a whole. But we have a very practical problem in front of us, and we need someone with practical experience who understands what solutions look like, how they can be implemented, what they cost. I mean, real world experience. And the trouble I have with academics is they're very good at studying things, and they're very poor at generally, not all, I don't want to generalize here, but in general, they tend to not be grounded in kind of what it really takes to actually do something. And I want to avoid the type of person who says, oh yeah, that's possible. Because anything's possible. I mean, we went to the moon, you know, as a race, as the human race. We ended up on the moon. So yes, it's all possible, but it's not a practical kind of solution. So
yes, thank you.
I want to check in with you about where we are on our schedule, because this is getting really tight now. We started this discussion 10 minutes later than we planned. We've now come to the end of the time slot for this discussion. I know that you want to end on time, so we're going to end on time. We need to decide what we're going to do with the rest of our session and what we're not going to do with the rest of our session. This is not an easy decision to make, and it's going to take us a moment to do it. Charlie.
My sense is Rosemary's done some work to present an outline. We're kind of approaching it from a very open conceptual perspective of what we'd like to see, and everybody has some really great input, much of which is covered in this concept paper. I would almost prefer to take the concept paper and kind of go line by line and let's add what we want, let's delete what we don't want, but make progress towards getting something that's in a form that can be
okay, so that's how Charlie thinks we might proceed with this topic. The other question is, what are we going to drop from the agenda? Or how are we going to get through the agenda by 5 o'clock? Yes, sir.
Can I ask the website committee, what would be the problem if we just trusted you that you understand what we're trying to do,
okay,
what our purpose is, let you do your work without us?
The question we have for all of you is, and this is what was going to take, we're going to do 5 minutes on what it looks like and 15 to 20 on this discussion topic. We want to have public comments come through the website. We need to have somebody that they go to so that they're responded to, and that needs to be somebody on this committee, most likely.
So that
is the question before the House.
And it takes 2 minutes.
Really? Who's volunteering for that?
It sounds like Peter volunteered, but so we could maybe cut that down to 5 minutes.
If people are willing to step up and take on responsibilities, yes.
So, does that answer your question?
Sure.
That's what we're going
to
discuss.
I'll just say it might be evidence that I shouldn't be doing, but I'd be willing to do that kind of thing.
So,
okay.
So let's not go there. So that would save us 15 minutes. So we should just, if that's what we're going to do, we've given ourselves 15 minutes or so to play. Well,
we've
given ourselves an extra 5 minutes.
This is what we've done. You have a question.
Mike, let's not, we're not there yet. We're trying to figure out where we are now. So we've got 5 minutes left on this item. Do you think we can get through this? I mean, we're not going to finish this item in 5 minutes. So we need to do something else. We can reduce the. We need to talk about the agenda for June and July. That's a tough one, and we have 25 minutes for that one. We have 10 minutes for oral communication.
We have oral communication.
15 minutes. I'm sorry, for oral communication.
At 2 minutes each for the audience, you only need.
Okay, so let's. So we'll cut that down to. If they all speak, well, we've got 5 minutes now. So that gives us 10 minutes now. Perhaps we should just press on and see how well we do in 10 minutes.
What I'd really like to know is what Rosemary believes she needs that she hasn't heard about yet in order to do whatever she needs to do with the RFQ or whatever it is in order to further the selection for the process of getting your IRP.
So I would need to take something to the council to get them to say yes to, or, you know, to say whatever they're going to say on this topic. Probably that can't happen until the 24th of June in any case. So if people wanted to email to me comments, I mean, I've been making notes of what you have here, and if people wanted to email me comments, I could incorporate them and send it back out, and then people could tell me whether I left something out that was important to them. I would certainly be willing to do that if you'd like me to, if that would be useful, as opposed to continuing the conversation.
David's got a comment.
Yeah. I don't want us to create a Brown Act situation, but I think we could delegate to a subcommittee to work with you on coming together with a package and see if it is something that we could, you know, that we're satisfied with. I mean, frankly, between what's in your proposal there and the comments that we had from Mark and some of the others, I could see, frankly, Mark and Sue and maybe one other person, you know, who seemed to have good grounding and interest in this to work on it with you and come up with something. I'm just not worried about each of us having our thumbprint on every aspect of everything.
Then Mike.
Just quickly, if we didn't define the specific, you know, here's three people and they have to have these three sets, but in fact took what I said, what Mark said, and others send to you as a range, the things totally that we need, and then we put it out in that broad set. Some people might cover two areas or three, others might only cover one. Would that work as opposed to having to define the three things that we're looking for?
Yeah, I think if you go under the panel member characteristics here, I would take that examples sentence and I would refine that a little based on what I heard here, and ask them to, you know, the RFQ or RFP, whatever we're going to do, would ask people to describe how they, you know, can relate to one of those areas.
One or more of those areas.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Bryce. So I have a comment about what I think the City Council would need, and it comes out of my missing the last meeting. I tried diligently, having missed the meeting, to listen in and to read everything, but I might have a unique perspective on how Council will receive this because they also weren't here. And so we have a City Council, and then we have staff, city staff, who's their day job to deal with water. Then we have a Water Commission. They're appointed by a City Council. And now we have all of us who, separate from that, have been appointed as the Water Supply Advisory Committee. And we will hire a team of a consultant with a team of consultants under them. And we have hired consultants to be co-facilitators. And now we are hiring an independent review panel to guide us or perhaps review the work, the technical products of the technical consultant. So if I were counsel, I'd say, wait, what role do they have different than the consultant? And so the paper that you put together was quite clear, but that's not a great. It probably sounds like it. But I think council might have that question, a bit of confusion as to what is that role separate from the technical consultant and why do you need this? So in as much as we articulate that, that will help them know why and differentiate between the IRP and the technical consultant.
So do you, we're talking at the moment about putting together a subcommittee. Would the subcommittee need to address that question as well?
I think so. I'm anticipating council's reception of this.
Yeah. So it's really, what's the role? Mike, can you raise your hand?
I would just be blunt telling them exactly why, because they hired the consultant, we didn't, and we don't have, you know, full confidence in that group, and we're looking for a pretty cheap way to, like, make us comfortable with what they've done, and just put it in their face.
Okay.
Maybe put it diplomatically to
Tell them we want the public to be secured about the process.
Well, you can put it in like, please make it sound better than I did, but you understand
what I'm saying. Yeah. Because then, I mean, nobody can talk against that.
Yeah.
And it's the local factor. We want somebody who's from Santa Cruz and really knows Santa Cruz.
So is that really a criteria? Because, I mean, I'm not saying we can't find the people locally here who can do this, but what if we can't? What if we get somebody who wants to come over the hill and do this? And we say, wow, that person is really...
I mean, my eyes, at least, are not from, you know, Utah or wherever Strauss... I don't know where Strauss is from, but I think it's much further.
That's going to happen for $5,000.
Yeah, that's right.
We define local.
Any place but Utah.
Can we define local as being principal offices must be located within 100 miles of Santa Cruz?
Same with me.
I'm throwing it out there.
I don't know what, if you make that round circle, what do you get?
San Francisco.
You'll
get Stevens.
We're 70 miles away, so you get Marin County.
Must be in California.
Yeah.
Must be in California.
Northern California.
Oh, but that's a whole lineation that we need to argue about.
So you're interested in the locality. It sounds like we're not really clear where the line is drawn, but it's probably the Central Coast and the Greater Bay Area, something like that.
Do we want to have an understanding of our local, like California issues, water issues, or local issues? I mean, is that a caveat or no?
Answers?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, absolutely. Well, then that should be the qualification rather than location.
California issues are different than Santa Cruz issues.
Well, they are. That was two different questions.
So instead of saying draw the line around at 70 miles or 100 miles, we're saying make sure they know about Santa Cruz issues.
So the criteria is really familiarity or with
yes.
the kind of issues we're dealing issues. With and the issues here.
Yeah.
I actually take issue with that.
Okay.
I thought that we were talking about the scientific integrity of the product, of the consultants, whether it met appropriate standards for unbiased, methodically, scientifically, technically accurate, all that, that it presents an appropriate view of the subject matter, which requires that someone have expertise in the field, but not necessarily be intimately familiar with our particular situation.
I'm not asking for intimacy, just familiarity so that they know that it's in a context, I guess was what I was getting at. They need to have the technical, that doesn't qualify with them at that level, they need the technical experience on top of that. So it's kind of a secondary condition.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt.
I'd like to make a suggestion about that. If we're going to do an RFP, we could ask them to describe how they could do this, and then we could not make it a criteria that you must, but we could let them see what answers we get.
And I like that.
So
right.
that doesn't...
It
gives us a...
Yeah.
Okay.
Given our time problems, I also trust our subcommittee to get appropriate issues for us.
What's
subcommittee?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So
we're
not. I'm just talking faster and faster. My voice is going up and up and up because we're getting later and later, and we're sort of running over. So how is this going to happen? Is a subcommittee working with Rosemary? Is that it?
I can work with Sue and Rosemary.
Well, wait. Are we doing a subcommittee? Does anybody think that a subcommittee is a bad idea?
No.
Okay. So. Then it's volunteer time.
Got one.
I'll do it.
Who we got? We got Mike? We got Mark, Sid, Rick.
That's good.
That's good.
So this is a subcommittee with a very limited purpose. It's a limited time. You don't have to deal with the Brown Act, you don't have to be public. Anything else we need to specify? I think that's it. Yes, Rick.
Yeah, just one more thing that I wonder if people would agree to. Since there was some question about whether three was enough, if we could just leave it flexible so that we could add more later, if we found we need a hydrogeologist, then we could add that person.
For the IRP, the number of people in the IRP.
IRP.
The independent review panel.
What is it?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought you were saying we wanted to add somebody to the subcommittee. I'm thinking, that's a nice
idea.
To
give council a range of numbers, up to six, but we think we're start with four because I've got an economist, an environmentalist, a technical, and a risk person.
Yeah, well, you've got those qualities anyway, and you may need four people to get all four. Yeah, I understand. Hang on a second. Rosemary?
So I just want to clarify the products of this group. So basically an RFP or RFQ and a council staff report on this topic. Those are the products.
So that's what the subcommittee is going to do, and they're going to work with with you.
Are you asking the subcommittee to draft the staff
report?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
But you can take the credit for it.
That's right.
I don't want any credit for it.
Right.
I don't know if this would be the same subcommittee, but Rosemary offered, and I'd like to accept, that a subcommittee be involved in the actual, interviewing or selection.
Okay, great. So this subcommittee is going to follow all the way through the selection process.
Yeah.
So we've enlarged the scope a little bit. Does anybody else want to join or drop out now that we've enlarged the scope? Okay. I think we got what we wanted out of that. Really, Rosemary, I'm looking at you because if you got what you need, then we've done what we need. Well done. We're doing pretty good. And we are still 15 minutes behind, but we know that we're going to take a little less time on a couple of the items that are still before us. So the next one is the website subcommittee update.
Do you guys want to see the visual, or should we skip that? I can send you visuals if you would like.
If you're not insulted, then we're not.
Oh, I see. Do you want?
It's a PDF.
Would you like me to show it on screen?
That is my question. Do you guys want to see the
framework? No. You won't be insulted. Then trust you.
I don't need to see it.
No,
I'm not insulted at all. I am seconding my request to all of you for a bio and picture. I think I said June 9th, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
So I will follow up with all of you, too. So. And we have a particular threat. If we find a picture of you on Google that seems really, really fun and you haven't gotten back to me at June 9th, we might be putting that up. So just keep that in mind, and I will send you a reminder a few days before as well. So with hopefully a really great one of me or something. So basically the next phase on this topic is how we're going to handle public comments. And we think an easy way to do that is through the website. And Melissa, do you want to say hi? She's been working with us on the website design, etc., from the city. And I kind of posited a couple of ideas of how we could deal with that. One was that comments could come in through the website, then someone would get the email that says that, and then they would respond to each of them individually. And then the second suggestion was the comments would come in through the website, they'd be reviewed on the website by the committee member who will do that, or the group of committee members that will do that. And then when the response is there, it will be posted directly onto the website. Both are possible. I have a preference for the second. I don't know if David had a preference.
Also a preference, but it does come down to...
We need someone to help us out. We need a response team.
I need clarification. Are we talking about curation of the input to avoid inflammatory stuff, and therefore are you basically talking about acknowledgement of the input in the response, or are we talking about some sort of constructive engagement by the committee with the material or the comment that's been made by the public?
Constructive engagement.
So my concern is this. We have a policy that we adopted in our charter about committee members and how they communicate and how they represent themselves when they do communicate. And that basically, unless it is the whole of the committee having crafted the response, that they are only responding as individuals. So I don't think I think we could list comments if they come in, but if we're going to have a gatekeeper deal with it, then the real question, the question would be framed as someone reviews the comments and decides if there are any that need to be brought to the committee for response.
That's a role that we'd be assuming this person would take on as responsibility.
But otherwise, all you could really say under our charter and that we've determined is thank you for your comment. The committee will review it.
Go ahead.
It's
more like curation.
So, yes.
when I volunteer to possibly do this, I have to say I understand the distinction really clearly. I've done a bunch of this before between my views and, you know, responding to how I feel about it and what I think and stuff. At one end of the spectrum, at the other end, there's this, you know, thank you for your comments, we're done with you. But there's a middle ground that you can respond to people. A lot of times the questions will be, are you thinking about X? Are you going to do Y? When are you going to get to Z? And so forth. And you can give them some informative stuff that is not, that is factual. It's not a matter of, like, you know, your question's the wrong one, or here's how I think we should address those kinds of problems or something. But literally, since I think a significant number of questions will be, is the committee dealing with this? And it's a factual question. It's either on our agenda or it's not. It's something we already dealt with. Yes, we did that, and here's what here is the decision we made. That's a decision that's still ahead of us. And so you will make a lot of people happy if you give them a little more response than just thanks for your comment. But I would feel that whoever does this, whether it's me or someone else, you need to stop short of course, saying that's a bad solution, here's why it'll never work, or, you know, whatever you're thinking of. That's not appropriate. And if something really does require, you know, a group connection, part of the job is then to say, well, this one seems like it really requires a response, and I bring that to the group for consideration. So whoever does this needs to be able to sort those out, and you have to look at the first response. We do a test response for me, and people look at it and say, see whether, in fact, I'm capable, or whoever does it is capable of staying out of the questionable and, you know, controversial kinds of responses to things, as opposed to just trying to give people basic information about our process and functioning. And I'm sure half the questions will be about our process and functioning, not whether idea A is a good idea or not.
Does that
clarify?
That kind of had the same kind of framework of idea.
Sue?
And I imagine that there might be some questions and answers that migrate to an FAQ page or something like that.
Exactly.
Sid.
I'd just like to note that Mike didn't possibly volunteer for it. He did volunteer.
You might think so. There should be people have someone to view my comments. They don't have to write them, but just quickly run over the comments to see, catch things where I've stepped over the line or something. That might make sense to me.
I keep forgetting to remind you to speak into the mic. So we've got... how are we doing answering your needs, Sarah?
Are you guys okay with that secondary preferred methodology?
Would you, David, would you read the passage in the chart?
Yeah. You got it pretty well nailed when you quoted it from memory.
He also was the one who suggested the language. So
that's what he knows.
Here we have it. It's in the section that was captioned committee/public for communications. And that members are encouraged to fully engage, blah, 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 unless they've been appointed a spokesperson for a specific task. Members will always make it clear when they speak or write in public that they speak for themselves and not as a spokesperson for the committee. So I guess if we define the specific task that we're assigning to Mike clearly, then he can respond on our behalf.
Very nice.
Go ahead,
Peter. Yeah, I want to say, in case the workload gets too much, I think we should also think of an auto answer, politely telling them we consider all the comments but can't get back to just that.
Yeah, I don't volunteer that I'll never say I can't do this anymore. Just all the
time. But you know, we haven't had a huge volume, but they do.
This isn't a committee, is it? Right, Mike's not a committee of one. This is going to be a long-term thing, right? It's going to go on for the duration of our.
That's right.
We're talking about a spokesperson for a specific task. So we would, as a committee, would be authorizing him to speak for the committee when responding to questions and comments on the website, and we would define the boundaries of that to which he can respond on our behalf.
You can say process responses. That's really what I'm talking about,
right?
Not substantive.
So do you want to describe that task as a committee, or is it something that the subcommittee can do for you?
Well, I would think that
that someone who wanted to draft a statement of what the task is that we're specifically authorizing and maybe bring it back to us at the next meeting, they probably could live without this function for 30 days? No?
Yeah, I don't know that we're going to have this function up.
So if they don't need the decision today, then I would be comfortable tasking it to someone to draft some language to bring back to us so that we can make a decision and not have to hash it out.
So can we task your subcommittee to do that, Sarah?
We can come up with. You can provide input to me.
Maybe Mike will work with you guys on that.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think the key will be understanding the decision tree of what he can respond to and what he cannot respond to.
And that's really kind of what I'd like to frame out, is what you should bring to the council versus, technical responses of this is that paperwork, it's on page, this of this website. It's really we want to kind of filter out that stuff and provide a conduit to get other public comments to us quicker and more directly, basically.
Yeah, and what I would just encourage people to do is to define the gray area that when in doubt, bring it back to the committee.
Right.
Yes. Believe me, I wouldn't take this task from anything really. Very careful to not put my personal views into this. If you do that, it's over.
Yeah, there are 13 people here.
Yeah, I get that.
So you've got, your committee has a new task. Are there any other changes or additions that you want to put onto the website committee for the next month?
I don't know if the website committee already has this, but the sooner that some of the city core documents like the integrated water plan, the environmental impact report, the constraint study, the baseline survey, the current status of the master conservation plan, if there could be a place that, where members can easily go to get access to those and so that you can start reading the executive summaries and getting up to speed on the framework of that, to make it convenient for our members to get that information.
Yeah, and rolling out this out, that's kind of our first step, is to have the documentation there for everybody to review, for the public and for us as well. So that's kind of the first stage of the website, so a basic frame and then that information. Plus a timeline that
Clark, you created this, right?
Yeah. That has been created that kind of gives you the time frames of when those documents were created as well that you can link through.
It's a great timeline, though.
And I'll send you the framework. You can look at it a bit individually again, so you can look at it and send responses to us.
Sarah, did I miss it, or did you already say what the what your timeline is, your subcommittee's timeline for getting it up on the web?
Well, it's good. Hopefully, yeah. This month or next June, but it's constantly evolving.
Yeah. So it will be changing as it goes up.
Built out.
Great.
And the the website is www.watersupplysantacruz.com, right?
Santa Cruz Water Supply.
Oh, sorry. Santa Cruz Water Supply. You always get it for
Kevin. Oh, yeah, I'll let it. Yeah.
It's all, it doesn't.
That's great. Here we go.
Yes. Thank you.
Well, how nice that we have a URL all to our own. Anything else you want to tell us before we move on?
Interesting. Quickly, we talked about risk versus spread. We're going to have an interactive map on there, but because we're living in a post 9/11 world, we can't have an interactive map with showing where things are. Flat doesn't plug.
It's all cartoons.
So I just want to be completely clear. So we've gotten some emails that it would be examples. Some of them have come to us, and some of them have come to the city. So, like Paul's letter, it will go. What will happen to an item like that? How are you envisioning that?
We basically kind of have that as submission, and then Mike will bring it to the council as public comments. Send it along to us.
So if something happens to come to us, we should be sending it to you to send to him?
It would probably be more direct to send it to him.
Just making sure. Okay.
And I guess with things that are sent through that kind of venue, it wouldn't necessarily go up onto the website. We'd have to scan it in.
I can scan stuff.
We'll talk about the logistics.
So there'll be a package of those kinds of inputs that come in with the agenda packets that go out. Is that what we're thinking about, those kind of letters?
That was my assumption.
Subcommittee will do that. That was part of my question, is that there's aspects of when you have a place for people to comment that becomes almost like a blog. People are responding to each other because the comments are there for the public. And there's another different thing, which is people who want to communicate something to the committee. And that's the kind of communications you're talking about. And which, you know, the consultants don't want to be receiving those. And it goes to that whole issue of did we want our emails posted up on the website, which is the related issue that we were going to talk about when we talk about the website. And so in terms of that process, I would prefer that that communications to the committee go to a central spot, website, or wherever we decide they're going to go, and that they then be distributed to the committee at latest with the packet that we're getting for the next meeting, so that we all get the same information in the same way. You know, that just seemed to me to make sense, and not to invite people to send individual emails to individual members of the committee, which they can do if they want to.
So that's off the table. So the way emails that are meant to the committee, very nice distinction, would be handled is they could end up on the website as well, but they would be gathered, and we don't mind sending them along with the other packet material, so we're passive receptors and continuers. But
I'm actually looking to the website to be the conduit for that instead of sending you guys an email.
Right.
Because this is how it wouldn't be a blog space. It wouldn't be a regular comment box where you put a comment, someone responds to that comment. I don't find those helpful.
So is the burden going to be on the members of the committee to periodically go to the website to see the emails to the committee, or is there going to be a point in time when they'll be collected and forwarded to us?
That's exactly. So they go through Mike and they would be forwarded on. And we can make a distinguish. We can have them all sent to us, or we can come up with a concept of we don't need to know that somebody asked where is this particular document. So
dangerous waters to go in.
Which
it's easier
is true,
to
but
to tell somebody why you did it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so those are the kinds of questions to be determined. But there's no need to send to individual emails. Did we, in your vast experience of these various possibilities, have we covered the important pieces?
Yes.
All right, that's good.
I just want to say really quickly, if there's materials being gathered, I personally prefer if they are going to be distributed, it's distributed in as timely a manner as possible, because it's, you know, to read the whole agenda packet is a lot all at once, you know, versus getting materials whenever we can, you know, just read them throughout the time.
They're supposed to go out a week before, and we
right,
had
but
some
I'm just saying.
No, we need to be better about that.
This, you know, just in general, the sooner the better, because then there's more time to show us the information.
Well, sometimes some of the ones that we receive have actually been received by us after the package has gone out. So then you get it, so far we've sent it to you separately. But what might happen under this scenario would be that if they don't make it to the package date, which is 1 week before your meeting, then you don't see it until the next meeting.
No, I don't think that would work.
You don't think that would work. So if we would keep on sending it to you in dribs and drabs between the package date and the meeting.
This is perfect stuff for a subcommittee.
I know. Yeah. I didn't want it to just sort of say that to Erica directly,
the question is: are we comfortable with this? Is a public comment venue, and the response basically it will not be published until there's a response with the comment.
So it looks like we got it. Thank you very much for your work, Sarah.
Thank you. Guys, that was much easier.
Now we move on, and we are still 10 minutes behind our schedule, but we know that we're going to be able to shorten the oral communication considerably. We're going to have to chisel away a little bit at what's next as well. The next item is the agenda for June and for the June and July meetings, and Carrie and I are going to sort of dance together on this one. I have this feeling that we should revisit the kind of the hanging items before we go.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely. So the
let us just tell you what we know, what we think we need to be attending to, if not right now, then very soon.
Do you have them written down, or do you want me to read them out?
I don't have them written. Well, I haven't written them somewhere. But
I'll read them out.
I'll write if you read. Hang on.
All right.
How many? Okay.
All right, so there's the report to the council, which sounds like it includes the charter, the Stratus, and the long-term piece, both sides of Greg's graphic. The independent review panel.
And the what? Oh, the long-term, yeah.
Or the what? Your workplace. So when the council gave you their charge, they set up milestones that were very appropriate to option A, the option A work plan. But now you're in option B, so it's a disjunction. And if I were charging a group that I knew was going to do a recon real deal type approach, I would say, give me a report when you get done with your charter and your consultant hiring discussion now. And give me a report at the end of recon. And then once you're in the real deal, give me reports along the way, because each meeting in real deal, you'll actually be making firm decisions. So that would mean you have a council meeting upcoming in which you need to explain the work plan and why you're changing the milestones on it. And then other, the fact that you're getting the website running or whatever else. So that's a lot. So you need to choose who's going to present and give them direction about that. So that's one of the agenda items that we see hanging. Then there's subcommittees that you could create. You just did. Well, no, you gave it an extra task. I don't think it's necessary, if it's okay, one more time, if I draw on the expertise of Sid and Doug and anybody else to make changes to the Gantt chart, I'd like to do that. I don't think it needs to be a subcommittee. If then you decide you want to keep that function, we can talk about it. Who was it?
I would.
One of you asked me yesterday, is it okay that there's nothing on the Gantt chart in the real deal? And I was like, no, that's not okay. So you might want to think about, in your June meeting, if not today, starting to have some people in charge of filling that in. An AltSpare, if you really want to do the AltSpare, the timing and how it fits in with the rest of your process is important, but you could have a subcommittee start to think about that, like now. But maybe what you really need is an outreach subcommittee. You've said that for a while. Can you set any of those up today? If you don't set up something for the AltSpare, I think you might be missing a beat. There will be an extension on what we asked for about presenters, but it's still necessary to do, because just because you have Stratus doesn't mean you can't bring in other presenters, so that dialogue is still going to go on. And forgive me for talking too much instead of just giving you the highlights. So the other things that were on your agenda are the agenda for June and July.
Yeah. So we'll go to the agenda for June and July. But I think, I mean, we've got to deal with these before we, or we've certainly got to deal with this before we go tonight. So should we just deal with this
Let's
now?
Just do it.
You're thinking, who's going to write that? I mean, Carrie and I will do a draft of this. It would be probably good to be able to consult with some of you if you wanted to put together a little subcommittee for it. That would be fine. But the big thing is, who will present? Mark.
So, are we talking about the agenda for our next two meetings, or are we talking about the things that are hanging?
We're talking about
this hanging thing, because we know we've got to fix this before the end of tonight.
This is the report to council?
The report to council. Who's going to present? Somebody else?
Can I just make one statement, Nicholas?
Yes.
I want to clarify that report to council, you should plan for the 24th of June, and the deadline for getting stuff to the city clerk for on the council agenda is probably,
is it a week or 2 weeks before?
Two weeks before. Yeah, well, if you know the right people and they like you, you can do it. You can do it a little bit later.
So, but we should come 2 weeks?
Yes.
So the 10th of June?
Yes.
Deadline. That's quite soon, isn't it?
Week and a half.
Okay. So, thank you. Who would you like to make the report? To present the report? Because everybody can, I mean, you could all go, presumably. But, so does anybody volunteer?
Just a point of inquiry. I mean, getting back to the last question on the website, the outreach committee, I mean, this could be a function of the outreach committees, as could things that come into the website, talking about the Alt Spare. I mean, that's a very important committee, and we don't have one yet. And so, I mean, this might be the time to actually force people to get on the outreach committee, and then the outreach committee will handle that. We'll work with Mike, we'll work with us on the website. You know, I think that's a very critical.
So what you're saying is, let's just create the outreach committee and let them work this all out.
Yeah, it's time.
Does that sound like a good idea?
We could get volunteers. Yeah.
So this is a permanent committee, a very broad scope of responsibility, a public committee. It means meeting in more sort of regularly predicted. Yes, David.
There was talk at a previous meeting about the city manager's office having engaged some kind of outreach communication person that might work with us. And I'm wondering if Eileen Cross would also be available to work that with us. So because I would imagine that whichever of us gets engaged in outreach is going to need some professional type help.
Support.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Tina mentioned that, of course, she's on holiday right now, but they do plan to support the outreach function as well. So that's a yes, but as for more details, we don't have them right now.
We need to kind of hustle here. We need to sort of hustle, move a little faster, and focus on the outreach committee. Yes, Mark?
In the interest of time, I would nominate Mike to present to the city council and lead the tasking and makeup of the outreach subcommittee to our next meeting.
How does that sound, people?
Except for, what are you going to do about the Alt Spare?
Next meeting.
Okay.
That changes things for the Alt Spare. But anyway, there seem to be no objections to appointing Mike as the.
Nobody
objects. Would you like to speak?
No, I'm not objecting. I give people a second to say.
No objections to appointing Mike to present the report to the committee on the meeting on the 24th of June.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Okay. We can move. We should look at. Are there any others here that we need to deal with? I think not. I think we've got what we absolutely have to have now. Mark?
Well, I don't know that we have to deal with presenters, but it's a subject of some interest to me.
I think what we wanted to say about this is that we're going to postpone the deadline. It's still important, even with Stratus, it's still important because you're going to want to have people to present to you, and they're not necessarily going to come from your consultant. Go ahead.
So if that's where we're leading it, I would like to add something to that.
Yeah.
I've been thinking a lot about this presenter problem, who we would have present to us, what we would have them present. And I think this is another place in the process where we might want to define the glove and then find the people that fit the glove. We might want to think about what we want to have presented to us, why we want to have it presented to us, And then who should present that to us should be part of that. And maybe that shouldn't just be a random, like, I got these three guys and you got these three gals, and that's how we pick the presenters. I think it needs to be a more thoughtful process so that we don't have duplication of effort. There be some criteria for the presenters that, you know, the presenters must have certain qualifications or experience or whatever. So I just wanted to make sure that we were doing this in a thoughtful way.
That is the right sequence of events. We altered that a bit because we were getting some submissions and we wanted to make sure that everyone was getting similar opportunities. I mean, you all have the opportunity to send us an email whenever you want to. But when the discussion happens of sifting through what you want to do, one, it would be nice to have that partnership with the other consultant going on and have a dialogue in the wider context. But we should always be trying to be as interest-based as we can. So the criteria and the reasons for the criteria have to come first in terms of making the decision. I would still like to hear from you if you have favorite people that pop into your mind and you want us to know, please tell us. But I didn't mean to create a homework assignment for you that was onerous or out of line. So I still would like names if you are burning to share them.
But you're not just going to present us with those people that you get sent.
No, and I actually thought we should have a beauty contest and see how many Google pages and pictures they had or something. I am totally joking.
I get that.
So what I'm hearing in response to my query or my line of thinking is that we want, as a committee, we want to put together a list of presenters and worry about the criteria and qualifications, and we don't really worry about the glove. We're really worried about the hands.
That's not what I heard her say. What I heard her say was actually she thinks what you proposed is exactly right, but that on the other hand, in terms of the process of after the committee has defined the glove, then we can look at whatever anybody has provided and say, well, is there anybody in this list that, whose hand fits in that glove? But, and other people.
Okay, yeah. I'm fine with it.
So the sequence that we're doing is off.
The sequence is off, yeah. We're putting the cart just slightly before the horse.
Yeah.
Right, but we're not making the horse go down the road with the cart.
I'm good.
At this moment, so we're good.
I'm good. I wasn't understanding that.
We really, really need to move on. So, David.
I just had a question. Are we going to get our stress involved in helping us define the presenters and the sequence of them?
Exactly.
Thank you.
Because it's supposed to be that partnership.
Okay. So we've got the report to council figured out. We've dealt with the presenters question. We know that we're going to need more of this, but we're not going to take the time for it now. Do we need an outreach?
We do, but they don't want to decide today.
Okay.
However, something that would really be helpful for us to have at our next meeting, if we're going to talk about outreach, is at least some kind of, you know, staff member, maybe from the new city person, and they can get together and suggest a structure for us of the kinds of things we might consider and what they think might be appropriate by the subcommittee and the kinds of things people would expect to do if they're on it.
That's good. Okay, thank you. So now, very grievously behind time, we've got like 19 minutes. This is actually, let's be realistic, not going to be enough. So some people will leave before the end of the meeting. I hope we still have a quorum if we need to make any decisions. The agenda for June and July. So the recon overview.
No.
Okay.
No technology right now. So you gave us more time for each meeting. And honestly, what I want to do with that is mostly stick with the schedule that we had originally given you for the recon overview, but to allow richer and slightly more relaxed discussions. However, I do think it would be possible, given the extra leeway, to start in on the criteria at the June meeting. So presently, what you were going to do for recon is you were going to shape the how you define the goal. It's how you see the gap that you're trying to fill. And that probably involves scenarios. And in order to do that, we need to have education about uncertainty. I've promised and will finally deliver on showing you how this decision model works so you can decide if you want to use it or not. So those are the major accomplishments there. But what about the overheady type things? What do we have that has accumulated throughout this meeting? And that's what we should do, because we should be keeping track of these as we go. So there's the website subcommittee is going to report. Rosemary is supposed to give information about where you are in the independent review panel. You want to meet Stratus, and hopefully they'll be one of the presenters on this scenario stuff. Yes?
We want to meet Stratus and talk about our work plan with them.
And meet Stratus and talk about your work, and you want time for that. Let's not rush that.
Yeah, that's why I say I think that Stratus could be a very significant part of our next meeting. If they are given the information they need to get up to speed and actually be able to function at that meeting.
Okay. So...
got one more thing.
Yeah.
A brief report back if the city council does anything other than just say yes to everything we want from them.
Of course. you want to pick your outreach team?
Yeah,
subcommittee?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, it seems that at the very least, we could start sort of supply-demand kind of basic grounding in...
Well, that's the number one thing.
Yes. Okay.
If you think about that pie chart, that's the number one thing in the blue part.
Yeah.
And the education related there, too. Okay, Dave?
And just a caveat to public outreach... if there's any feedback from Eileen or the new city manager outreach person.
Right, a meet and greet with and
if advice. They, if they want to come, yeah, or if they're giving us any feedback.
Pursue it. Thank you. Good job of taking care of the other Dave. Because he was wanting that. What are some other things?
I was hoping at some point you would get some background history lesson from the most knowledgeable person at the city as to what has taken place over the last 10, 15, 20 years. I looked at the information provided on the CDs, and there is so much information on there that it would be great for me, and I don't know about the rest of the committee, but for me it would be very useful to have someone highlight the principal documents group of documents, and maybe in a chronological way, describe.
So the staff present a timeline.
Yeah.
Yes.
But more than a timeline. I would like somebody to pull out the relevant or the important documents that have been prepared, the studies and such. I mean, there was a letter that said the city had spent $10 million or $15 million, some large amount of money. What do we get? I mean, what do we get for that money? And what are what's the executive summary of the key documents? So, and I don't want to know everything, but I do want to know, like, okay, what are the three most important things we learned from study ABC?
You're seeing particularly the website people nodding their heads because they have a piece, and so there's some dovetailing on that presentation that would be quite nice, quite synergistic. Other things that need to happen in June?
Alt's fair planning.
Excuse me?
Alt's fair planning.
Alt's fair planning.
Unless we pick the outreach committee and the committee immediately starts working on that.
They might want some advice, so we'll leave that on the list. Okay. Yes?
I didn't get the last bit. Alt's fair planning and then...
It relates to the outreach committee.
Okay.
Along the lines of... thinking about, you know, what is the nature of the glove or what is the nature of our task? You know, I'd like to hear from John Ricker, who's knowledgeable just in so many areas of, you know, what's, I mean, he's been at the county since the 70s,
And he knows, you know, he knows about every study that the city has done, and more than that, but the whole, you know, the whole region. And I think it would just benefit us to just kind of, I think after a presentation from him, we'd all feel kind of grounded in where we've been and where we're going, potentially.
So this is the anguish, because I always want the community members to get their needs met. The process problem I see with that is that's who you want, but we haven't figured out the glove or looked at the comprehensive list of all the different people that other ones might want to put first. So I would feel like I was creating an uneven table if I said, oh yeah, let's pick yours.
Well, let's hear from you. I mean, are there people that they want to hear from first?
Well, that's the survey that we sent out.
What's the result?
Well, people have asked for an extension.
And it's not only that people have asked for an extension, that one of the things we need to do with Stratus in terms of managing the information and the sequence of events is to have that very discussion. Maybe so that whatever the deadline is for, the new deadline is for getting in the suggested presenters, Stratus has a chance to review them with the city's with water department staff and to then make some suggestions to us about order of information that they think we need to have so that we can get well-rounded on the issues and order of presenters.
Okay, but one thing, the way you present that, I think it sends a bit of a shiver down my back too, because I'm arguing for not having an individual presenter chosen now before we have a system in place for choosing presenters. But I also think we should promise to move it along so that we're not making people wait much longer. And it's certainly not like you're going to hand over control to Stratus to decide.
No, okay.
It might be a quick suggestion as a solution. If we're going to give you input via the survey between now and the next meeting, could you be empowered to line up the first of the presenters? We're not going to do it all at once anyway.
What Mr. Messini Miller would say is you'll have your list, but what I really want are the criteria first, and then we go through the list based on those criteria. So presenters, is it on the list now? That's a June agenda thing.
Just a big agenda. So I start getting presentations, but actually, it's start getting presenters.
And that requires, if you agree with Mark and a couple other people, that requires agreeing on the philosophy of who you want rather than looking at the list and going, ding, bing, bing, bing. So you're not ready.
So is starting to develop criteria or circulating lists of criteria, submitting one part of what you want to do?
I would like to work some materials based on the conversations you've already had and send them out in advance. And I'll also be sending you a lot of material on this decision model. So you'll have your homework. I shouldn't say I. Hey, Nicholas.
That's a serious agenda. Maybe we add as an agenda item, adding more time to the meetings.
Well, we've agreed to add more time to the meetings.
No, this is, he's joking.
My sense of humor kind of trickles out of my feet about today. Now I don't laugh anymore. We've got 10 minutes. Hurry up.
Yes. So,
Can I just quickly assure Rick that I think John Raper is someone we need to hear from and hear from earlier, but I'm fine with not picking him now and scheduling him, but that's not because I don't think he'd be the right person to hear from.
Yeah. His name certainly came up in the interviews and not just from you. So. All right. That's a full agenda.
This is for June, right?
Yeah, that's
so
for June.
So is there anything that we need to kind of...
You know, what I'm thinking is that now we're getting the new consultant in and they'll have ideas. Let's not sweat July.
So, do we have consensus? So, perhaps the whole room just feels that we're not going to sweat July.
Yeah.
I think everybody agrees we're not going to sweat July.
Agreed.
July. I don't want to sweat July. I want to be realistic about whether that's too full or crazy for your tune.
But we've got 8 hours or something like that, right?
You know that.
Six, 8 hours. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, So if it was, you know, nine...
It's not going to be leisurely.
It won't be leisurely, but, you know, you're not here to kick that. But it's doable.
Well, let's manage on Thursday to the clock carefully and maybe become flexible on Thursday. If we're going to extend, it sounds like it's easier on Thursday in a soft way than it is on Friday.
So we should perhaps load Thursday, not load Friday, because we don't want to bump up against the end.
Right, and people should be ready to spend an extra half hour or something Thursday night in the middle of summer, potentially.
Or we get a room with a janitor who never sleeps.
Oh, that's right. No, it's be 3 in the morning.
So...
I'm thinking about the agenda items that might have the most public interest, and I'm thinking that the supply and demand report and then the history of the water documents and so forth might have the most public interest. So I would suggest that that be on Thursday.
So this is Thursday.
I've never heard anyone express an interest in supply and demand. Thank you.
Or another
statement.
Stress.
A meeting status? That would be good for
Thursday.
I hope they show up on
Thursday. Unless it's easier for
I think you agree that it is important that strategies be presented publicly in a way that explains why you're using them.
Well,
even if it's only for the recon. Yes.
Also, our chart, the recon chart talked about Stratus working on designing the supply and demand scenarios and the risk discussion. So they need to be there for that work.
Yeah.
So, are we going to have the risk discussion here as well?
That's all part of.
That's related to supply and demand.
Yeah.
But I'm not worried about. That's written down already in the recon.
Yeah, but I just. Blindly said we could do this in 2 days, and now I realize that not everything is written up. I want to see if there's anything we need to do here. The next, we're not going to worry about July now. Okay. So we can go on now. We got 5 minutes left. That's enough time for us all to hug each other at the end of the evening. But before that, for oral communication. So, folks, any. Oral communication from the public.
I had just one comment. I worked for the city of Santa Cruz during the earthquake, and one of the things that was really helpful in the process of developing a recovery plan for downtown was that there were a number of presentations publicly offered at Von Nelson Center about city design and things like that. And I was thinking it might be useful to have the presenters present outside of your meeting in a public setting, and then that would help with the outreach and would also save some time. We're here, you could maybe bring them back and ask them more direct questions if you had that concern, and save you some time if maybe you did actually need to spend that whole time in your meeting. Any more work for the committee, but just a thought.
Thank you.
Matt Carroll.
Hi, Matt. Yeah, Mike said something similar that stuck in my mind last night, which is that what the committee needs and what the public needs aren't always exactly the same thing. And I think that fits with what you were saying. You have your thank you, and the public comment period is now over. You have, first of all, congratulations.
Yeah,
and
really
next
good.
Time it's about water. Yay! So
it's impressive. You've done some really good consensus building on some really tough topics. So you should be patting yourselves on the back.
The water tour. Not tomorrow. Everyone got the update, right? But just
to
check.
Okay.
So it's
on June 20th? Actually, Heidi, could you talk about the water tours? Because you've been working on scheduling that.
I'm sorry?
The water tours?
The schedule of water tours.
So the first one is next Saturday, June 7th, and we have five people on that one, and then we have, and Okay. And then five more on the 20th. We have a van reserved. We're hoping to all be in one vehicle, and we're starting, and I've solicited input from people to see what they're interested in seeing, and working on a tour map. You didn't.
I have 12.
Does it, okay, there should be 10 hands in the air, so we're going to tour.
I think there were three of us that aren't going. Two water commissioners and me, if everybody else is going, right?
Yes.
Charlie's a local water commissioner, and David Stearns will be on.
How was it 10?
Probably 4 now.
No.
There were originally 8. I had originally 8, but then when you sent it out, there was 2 other ones, including Charlie wanted to go.
You can do it by email.
And I thought I emailed everybody, so I'll check.
Yeah.
I had, the list I had was Erica, Rick, Sue, Dana, Sarah, Sid, Peter, and Charlie. That's the list, the original 8 I had from last month.
And 7.
Mm-hmm.
And Dana.
I opted out of
it.
Oh, you did?
Greg.
Okay.
And Mark.
Oh, and Greg, you weren't here last time, so.
Right, but I'm on the 7th.
Okay, very good.
So that's excellent.
Can I make sure I have
Don't forget your evaluation forms. They actually were helpful, especially with physical issues that we could do something about.
Can I say that after the earthquake, we had a committee. It took 2 months to come up with a name. We're doing pretty well.
How long did they work?
I feel so bad.
How long did the committee work for?
10 years.
2 months to come up with
a name.
I don't think I was the cause of that.
No?
I would have been happy with any
problem. Come on, Mike. Self-awareness is a good thing.
Well, thanks.